Halfwits and Failed Crits presents A World of Guilds, A World of Riffs, A World of Celestial Whales, Frog Brides, and Lots of Boofing. Hail Futhark. This is Worlds Divided.
No.
Isn't it happening to all of us?
Yeah, wait, all yes, of you decided to come to wear gloves.
I am,
Except Bradley, because it doesn't happen to Bradley.
Yes, Bradley was not present.
He's still naked?
This whole ordeal. No, I've been dressed. Remember, I had that one, like,
oh, yeah, you had the dummy go get your clothes.
I have...
You
got me some clothes. I have my gauntlet.
Yep. So your one hand is covered.
Yeah. And then I'm wearing my ring on the other hand exposed.
Oh, my God.
With your hand exposed also?
Yes.
Why don't you just go get gloves?
Why do I need gloves? We don't even know what it is.
Because we don't want the other people to, like, be suspicious also, of what
like,
we're doing.
Over the course of the time that, like, it's, like, some time has elapsed since the last time we've played, it has spread. It's now, like, most of your fingers at this point.
Okay. So.
Chop off.
The magic. Are we starting? Is this?
Yeah, we're starting.
I'm going to take a knife and chop off my pinky.
No.
Actually, you know what? How far does it go?
It goes down to your last knuckle.
So, like, right here?
Yeah.
On all fingers?
Yeah. Who's... You can engineer, can't you? We're both. Yeah, we can both, like...
I'm a tinker type. Well, I've got, like...
Maybe we should make Berserker... You know how he has the fake hand that's, like, metal?
Oh, God.
I wonder if I should do that.
So, I will say before you chop your fingers off, it's not, like... A perfect line right there, like there's little like.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna chop it off at the palm.
You're just gonna chop the whole thing down.
Where are you?
What are you
in my house?
Why?
I'll cut your hand off.
Because.
So right now Bradley and Nick Stern are just having a conversation in Nick Stern's room or wherever you guys want to have it. You have a whole town to be now.
Oh God.
We're lounging in the brothel. I mean, the subsea scales.
The brothel.
Yes.
Of course.
It's a fine establishment.
No, yes. No, it's sure. Not.
Yeah. Completely above board.
No.
Yeah, because there's a sauna in there and I like being in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's why.
Tiny clockwork devices.
Yes.
That's like where I go clock? To think.
Tiny
like
clockwork this. Devices.
So clocks.
Well, clockwork.
What does that mean?
It means it's on a gear. Gear.
Yeah.
Like gear turned.
Gears and springs.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm getting sprung in the sudsy scales.
God.
Okay, so you two are in the sudsy scales having this conversation about chopping your hand off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might do it.
What purpose would it serve?
If you do it, it won't grow back, though, right?
Yes.
Like, are you two
not
also in the sudsy scales?
Yeah, do you guys want to be? Yeah.
Oh, I walk out of the room like, hey, what's up?
Everyone is in the sudsy scales right now. They serve liquor.
I'm super uncomfortable.
Actually, you say that, they don't serve anything right now because it doesn't have any workers.
Where are they?
There's no one who is manning the
sudsy
scales. I thought
we staff lizard people in there.
You want to staff lizard people.
Oh.
Because our members, but not our, like, trainees
Yeah,
or
so they, you guys didn't get enough Dragonborn in general to get enough of a population that would want to fill the sudsy scale. So you will have to outsource for lizard women.
Oh my God. This
we can do it.
Oh wait, nope.
Nope.
Can
nope,
I roll
nope,
to
nope.
When I was absent have taken
That's what
over
you were
a
doing?
Lizard town. Yes.
Take it over a
Take
lizard
it over.
Town.
Yes. I enslaved
no!
some lizard people
no!
to be my brothel slave.
No.
Just like,
don't you want happy?
I have so many issues with this.
Companions.
You're right. Okay. I went and negotiated a very well, a good contract with them.
All right, fine.
With the Dragonborn village.
Sex,
we're good. So, give
good.
Me your women.
Okay. No, I'm gonna. They can like you know take vacations and stuff. They have 401k.
So you're
days.
Employing them.
Yeah. Yeah. They got good benefits. There's a union. It's good. 16 weeks maternity leave. 20
That's
if
a lot
it's
mine.
They're all his.
It occurs to me that would be a horrific child.
You mean really strong? Roll 20! I have 3. But I
we
get 3
got
rolls.
3
rolls,
what?
Yeah.
Can I roll
you got 3
why do you get another roll?
Can I roll
because
the
I get charisma.
No!
That's not how it works. 20.
No.
So you spent the last few weeks, we'll say that's the amount of time that has passed both between from the last time that Nick Stern was around. You spent a few weeks just going town to town, just looking for dragon. What are they called now?
Dragonborn.
Yeah,
you got halfway there.
Yep. I'm like, wait, hold on, Dragon King.
Proud, so that would have been a hard roll,
huh?
Aren't they very proud?
That's why you only got 30.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you just went from village to village just even looking for dragonborns, and all the ones that you found pretty much turned you down.
Damn.
And then you found a actual village of dragonborn, and you get one person.
Yes.
Who is possibly willing to go. You have to convince them.
Okay.
In your next turn voice.
I don't think Nick Stern is—he's my own voice.
If you make him—if you make him have a character voice, everyone has a character voice.
Take it back, 100%. Take it back. Yeah. Do a character voice.
What are you? What are your conditions? Actually, what do you got going on for you in this town?
I got plenty going on for me in this town.
Like what?
I got lots of money.
Do you now?
I do.
Let me see your checkbook.
I'm not just gonna take that out.
Damn.
I'm very rich. I don't carry that on me.
Well then, why are you considering working for me if you're very rich?
Why would I need to work if I'm so rich?
You said you were interested.
I was interested in you selling me on this proposition to proposition myself.
Ah, okay. Well, if you want to double your money and be treated very nicely.
How am I going to double my money as a worker?
I'll tell you, because we'll go 50-50.
We'll go 50-50, so I'm a partner, not a worker.
Yeah, but you still have to work.
But you don't own the sudsy scales.
Yes, I do. I built it with my own two hands.
Is that true? Do we own the things in our sections?
It's my section.
Or is it the kids?
Of course I own it.
I mean, Nick Stern can say that he built that with his own two hands. Like,
but does he own it? Like, does that mean that I own the Alchemy Center and the Training Center? Is that how it works? Or is it the guilds? And you can't go 50-50. It is at most 15%.
I mean,
but you're not here for this conversation, and I'm negotiating in a different town far away from you guys.
We like the guild masters, so we like.
What did he have to roll for deception?
You probably have to roll for deception.
Because, like, I feel like my.
Well, actually, Nixter might generally believe this. Like,
that's true.
I mean, I thought we all got one building. That's why we decided to make the map.
Well, we all made an area, but, like,
I mean, if Nixter wants to say that he did build the Sudsy Scales with his own two hands, I will give it to him as his.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Me and the gnome.
Because I guess I would envision like the library or whatever is like my.
Can each choose
guild.
One thing, maybe?
Well, I envision it as like I run it and take care of it, but it's the guilds. But like I'm in charge of it. I guess.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like delegation.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
like,
still very
I would
close to what like
Nick Stern
is saying right
yeah.
now. Like it belongs to the guild. It's in the guild. The
but
guild members can use
it,
but you run
whatever.
It.
Yeah. All right. So I'm basically the like. CEO of this building.
And she's telling you
I'm telling you I can make you president, right? So you'll be one underneath me. I'm not going to do anything.
I'm never going to be president.
You can own this thing.
She'll be like the lady
you
of the
wrong.
I just
president.
Need you, yeah.
The map will be president.
You're the mama-san, all right? I need you to fill it with people.
Mama-san.
Yeah.
Roll to see if that's something that she'd like.
Yeah.
Add your charisma. Vote.
That's the old lady. That's the old Japanese lady who used to tailor people's clothes.
When you go to Okinawa in the
15
at your charisma,
yeah, that's an 81.
You
got a 14.
You're still fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mama-san
has a ring to it.
Yeah, it is.
We're splitting this. I could do it. Maybe it'll give me incentive to maybe try and get some other girls.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Let's shake on it.
Oh
she shakes
God.
On it.
What about
we shook on it.
Men?
Yeah.
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 She's
and quality.
It needs to cater to both.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I can have like a men. Area,
yeah.
If you want.
Nick's are gonna roam around finding some guys, or are you gonna assign that?
Do you want them to be lizards guys, or what? Does it matter?
Well, we should stick with the consistent theme.
Have a variety.
Yeah, doesn't
but
donut box.
It is already called the Sudsy Scales, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think still lizards, but lizards of all genders and sexualities should be.
Okay.
You can also tell this person get it. We're going to say her name's Elvira.
It's Mama Son.
It's Elvira. Title is Mama Son.
But I'm going to call her Mama Son.
Good.
Wait.
That's
what's the real name?
Elvira.
Elvira.
Elvira is the queen of the scales.
Yep.
AKA Mama Son.
Cool.
All right, so she's going to try and proposition some other people. But right now,
brothel lady.
But right now, it's just... So now we're back in present time. Okay. And
I wanted to understand. She knows, right?
What?
What kind of establishment this is?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
She does nothing. She's a rich lady who's just doing nothing with her life.
Yeah.
She just wants to make more money to
That's
do nothing.
That's my kind of lady. All right.
So she's absolutely okay with this.
Okay. So now we established what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you.
So now we're back with Bradley and Nick Stern in the Sudden Scales.
Yeah. Mama sounds rubbing my feet.
Oh Jesus.
No.
Oh, we're in a tub.
I dislike.
Also, she's not that person. She's a CEO.
Damn.
She's not gonna do any of that.
Did Mama San get a worker bee yet?
A worker bee.
Let's roll for it. Can I have a die?
No.
She did. She got two girls.
Nice. They're cleaning me and his ears.
And just his ears?
She's like, she's like swabbing it, you know? That feels really good.
Oh, I thought you were saying that they're cleaning you and his ears.
Cleaning out my gnome ears.
Yeah.
All right, so are you keep? Are you guys cutting off
my hand? I think we should roll to see if I should cut off my hand.
Can we research the hands?
Okay. That's a smarter idea.
But she's not there.
Oh,
are you there?
She walked in.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're there.
I walked out of the sudsy.
Wait, were we all there now?
Yeah, everyone's
in the sudsy scales.
Is Malara in the sudsy scales?
Just get in the
Will
tub.
You
everyone's
deign
in the tub right
to
now.
Enter a set of scales?
I am like
tub,
fully
tub,
clothed
tub,
and standing in the corner, like.
Just watching fully naked Nick Stern and
no,
Bradley
no,
getting
the
groomed
yeah,
by oh, and Anya and getting groomed
how?
By two naked dragonborns.
What is Adriel doing?
So I'm like
I'm sitting in the corner
feet
watching.
Tall.
He's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like a booster seat inside the tub.
Yeah. I'm not gonna drown.
Yeah, seriously. Or she could cradle
a lawsuit you. Lawsuit waiting to happen.
She's cradled.
I'd be like,
yeah.
She's
so the lizard lady's cradling you, her boobs are just resting on your lap. She's like feeding your
the 9-foot lizard woman is cradling me.
Yeah.
Just slapping you.
I'm just like standing there in the corner. Part of the conversation, but like covering my eyes.
This is a good time in here.
Can we
quick
research the
hands?
Did you bring Juniper with you?
No.
Okay.
He's waiting outside the door.
Okay. You make Juniper wait while you're in the sudsy scales.
You picked
scales.
The name?
Mm-hmm.
It's Juniper Cuck Sandwich.
I know, we were... Oh, God.
You never told me what the name of mine guy is.
Yeah,
did
I told you what all the names
did
were?
Did I...
Right?
Oh, did you research the blue?
Oh, wait.
I feel like I thought we said that I tried to, but maybe I don't. Maybe it was just the.
I think you failed your role when you were researching in the library.
Maybe that's what it was.
And that's when the old guy came up to you.
That might be what it was.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
No, because when I was in the library, I was researching stuff on the tournament.
Oh, on the tournament, you're right.
But I think the last time I tried to research stuff was the thingies for the rift.
Oh yeah, and you used.
I don't
all those.
Think I. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
How about you guys are doing this little chat and I am researching
oh, okay.
the wackiness
no,
on our fingers.
Okay.
Wait, I totally didn't.
Does it? Did, which of you guys can you guys heal?
Yes.
I've cured. Yeah.
Well, we healed ourselves last time.
It didn't work.
And it didn't
no, I was just wondering if I like if I just like slice off like you know a chunk.
Ooh, that's so much worse.
And then
you
like,
will still like it doesn't.
And then
it doesn't regrow
it. Does
no.
it regrow my finger?
No. Because if you lose a limb in D&D, even if you're cured,
but I'm saying like a chunk,
you
like
do not...
you know, when a wolf attacks you, you like probably lose it. Like you probably get like
yeah,
a
you probably have scars.
Yeah. So it's like if I like slice off like the meaty part of my finger,
it's not gonna grow back.
You would have like a concave finger, like in real life.
No, you can stitch it back together. We have the technology.
Yeah.
Can we use like the library to like research?
Yes.
I mean, I know we rolled the library, but, like, don't we have a library yet?
Yes, we made a library.
Can we go there?
I made a big-ass library.
I just want to know what it is.
Are we getting
another
tub,
then? Malara is researching the stupid...
You guys can do whatever you want. Like, just talk.
Yeah.
But I don't have...
I love direction.
I don't know if I found out anything or not.
Yeah, so we're... So you were in the library, so just describe... I mean, you were in the Sudsy Scale, so just describe yourself leaving, going to the library, and what you're doing to research. Just, this game, I'm just saying, just do it. Just tell me what you're doing.
If you cut your fingers off, can I have one of them?
Yes.
Ew.
Just like as a trophy.
Yeah, yeah.
For sake.
I'm gonna go to the library.
Yeah, let's
and
go.
And look at shit.
Possible research.
Let's peace out.
I'm thinking like, what limb I don't need to
look.
Okay, so we're done with that conversation for now, and now we're going to the library.
Where do you think would be the best place to look for, do we have like a... I mean, I'm assuming we have, like, a, like, other, not, like, supernatural section, but, like, I'm assuming that, like, in a world of magic with pocket dimensions and shit like that, we have...
You want your pocket dimensions?
I want a pocket dimension!
What's a pocket dimension?
It's essentially your own little world inside of, like a bag or, like, a whatever.
I'm gonna look for history books and see if rifts have occurred at any other time period and, like, if
this good happened. I'm gonna, like, try and, like, biology, like, try and figure out what the substance stuff is.
How are you doing that?
Any microscopes?
Maybe not in the library.
Well, that's true. Do we have anything that would have, like, a...
You have an alchemy place that Mary made.
Hey, well, I'm gonna go hit up your alchemy lab and see if I can figure out what is making our hands do this.
All right, so...
I'll help, because I'm in there planning a lesson for my
class. For me.
Cool. So, Anya, you're reading through history books?
Yeah.
All right, so roll. See if we have a history book.
20!
Okay, so you find a history book, and it's called the History of the First Rift War.
Oh!
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I love my rifts.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
So you find out that a long time ago, there was a bunch of rifts opening up like they did now, and that this is even, like, a recent development in, like, our history. Like, there was a long period of time that you can find in that book where, like, rifts didn't open anymore. But they used to frequently, and they were eventually closed by a bunch of warriors, and you're going through, and, like, the pages are getting more and more faded as you're getting further back in the history. And eventually there's a section of pages that are actually just ripped out. And the only word on that page that you can read is...
First paradigm?
No. The only like portion of a word that you can kind of make out and you're like, this... You have like a really strong feeling, you have good intuition that this is what this word is, but it's barrier.
You said the book was the history of the First Rift War?
Yeah. And the page before this page gets turned out was talking about how the world was made safe after the Rift War ended.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
So now we'll move over to the alchemy lab.
All right. I am sitting at my lavish but subtle desk.
How is it both?
Lavish but subtle? Use your imagination.
Incredibly comfortable, nothing to look at.
But... of the highest quality.
Ah,
practical.
It's like minimalist, is what
yes!
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Perfect, okay.
All right.
So, creating a lesson plan for my first poisons, potions, and something else that starts with P, help me.
Pestilences.
What?
Plagiarism.
I was going to say pestilence. Like
yes. Like... poisons, potions, and pestilence class. The first of May.
Cool. So Malara's gonna like kind of like wander in. I guess wander.
Does Malara know her way around this building yet?
I'm gonna assume probably not.
Okay.
So I'm like not quite lost, but not quite sure where I'm going. So I'm kind of like slowly meandering through.
I can hear her coming a mile away.
Sounds about right. And I'm like, I'm walking through. I'm going, Adriel, are you here?
Just shouting.
Yeah, Adriel. Where are you?
How many people are currently studying in the alchemy center?
I assume I get shushed.
I envision that there's a lot of big laboratories, and then my private laboratory and office, and then other rooms and nooks to study and stuff.
Is it like two floors?
Two. Secret.
It's a pocket dimension floor.
So I'm going to say that it's actually like really empty right now, because all of, since you're saying it's fairly big and it's just built and everything, most of the adventurers probably went straight to the National Guild outpost that you guys have in your city or town. Because they're like, oh, we're finally adventurers, we can go do adventuring things. So they're still like having fun going and doing like petty tasks for like neighboring villages and for the National Guild Hall and all that stuff.
Building relations.
Great. Yeah, so they're out there building relations. They're all happy. They're like finally, they're wearing like their sigils and everything. They all have like cool little patches. Or bandanas, or whatever you guys want, or whatever they want, really. So there's not many people studying. There may be, like, a few people, so when you yell out Adriel, it's just like, Adriel!
Adriel!
It echoes. Again, heard me coming a mile away. And I'm just getting like increasingly louder as I wander through the building.
I roll my eyes.
You're screaming louder?
No, I'm just,
you're getting closer to where she possibly is and you're just yelling louder?
No, I'm just like kind of like quiet, like slowly increase, not like yelling. I'm like calling out. I'm not screaming.
You're playing a famous game with yourself but not saying
famous.
Yeah, I'm not screaming your name. Like,
okay.
I never played that game. Are you gonna come out and say hello? Are you just gonna let me wander aimlessly through this building?
I already said that I roll my eyes heavily and get up to find you.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say, if you let me just wander through here, I'm gonna start like trying to use things and probably breaking them because I don't know what I'm doing.
And I will burn your library to the ground.
Okay. Right. Okay, so once you find me, / I find you, / whatever. Adriel, will you help me? I wanted to look more into what the glowy on the fingers. Are there any students around here anywhere that we should know of?
So. I didn't see anyone coming from my office.
Okay, well then I'm gonna talk quietly.
I feel like I should be sinister.
Yeah.
Alright. I did not see anyone on my way over here.
Alright, I'm gonna pretend to bring it down a notch, just for, like, safety's sake. I wanted to look more into the you-know-what, as I, like, wiggle my fingers at you.
You take your glove off when you do that?
No. I have my glove on, and I just wiggle my fingers at her because I assume she'll know what I mean.
Nick's turn, you definitely haven't put on a glove yet, have you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Bradley, did you take your gloves off when you were in
He doesn't have gloves.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have anything wrong with you.
I wasn't wearing
Yeah, it's just us. We're the only ones who are going to die.
Okay, continue with your conversation.
I mean, I'm naked, so if there's other splotches on me, it's...
Ew.
It's totally seen. I'm bathing. What do you want?
I think that maybe we can try and figure out what substance this is if we use some of your lab tools.
I was thinking it might be a good idea to take samples of our blood, since it seems to be inside our system. And test the blood.
That's a good idea. Anya's at the library right now researching any...
What?
What? Millar just kind of like looks at you a little confused and continues on. Anya's at the library researching any mention of rifts in history books. And I figured I would come try and figure this out.
Okay. I think that we should take a sample of each of our blood and I will analyze them all and look for commonalities because not all of us are the same race.
Sure. Sounds good.
I then proceed to stab Malara. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like there should be a more scientific way to do this.
I'm just kidding. I will proceed to scientifically remove, or I guess medically...
You can take a syringe and just drop it.
Remove blood, from Malara and myself and put them in separate vials in my office in a locked cabinet.
Just taking blood from, like, your arm?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Take it from the hand.
Yeah, should we take
it from the
hand?
I will take the blood from the arm of the opposite hand and the
finger. The finger, yeah.
Okay.
Two samples. Is it only on one hand or is it on both?
It's on both hands.
Okay, so I guess whichever hand doesn't matter.
One hand...
So you took one from the arm and one from the finger.
Yeah. Okay. And then I will... tell Malara to see anyone that she sees to tell them to come see me as soon as possible so I can run these tests.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the library because I know that's where Anya is and inform you of this.
Nope. She ain't getting my blood. Here, look at this page that I found. It says barrier, and this happened before, so I don't know what happened. And pages were torn out, too, so suspicious.
Would I have, like, looked at... the books as they came into the library, or would it just have been like
it probably came in large batches because the National Guild Hall, like they're like builders, like helped you get like a bunch, and then like also a bunch of the villagers were like, I don't really need books in my house, so like they brought all of their books and like put it in the library. So there were donations, there was stuff from the National Guild Hall, and
stuff from my previous. I still have my own personal library, but. Yeah. I probably brought some of the more, like, generic stuff over.
Yeah, so, like, a bunch of people contributed to stocking this library.
Okay. Would I have known where this came from?
Like, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
There was no inward processing.
I didn't do any, like, accessioning. I can't imagine
Well, you guys were, like, around. You were doing other quests while they were building this town. Okay. So, like, definitely a certain amount of them. Maybe at some point you, like, had a realization while you were up and studying those crystals.
I'm a horrible librarian.
Well, you were probably studying those crystals, and you went, oh shit, they're adding books to my library.
I'm legitimately horrified that this fictional person didn't properly accession the books in her
library. Well, they started building before you guys even got there. Remember, you guys showed up and they were like construction and everything?
Yeah.
So
I'm genuinely horrified that my fictional character
didn't know that they started stalking. So, like, as soon as your character realized, like, oh god, they're probably stalking the library, you, like, ran there. So, like, half of your catalog is done, but this was not caught in that half.
Alright.
What, the book? You're talking about the...
Yeah, the book that Anya found is not one that you traced where it came from.
It was the old one.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
So now we're back to, Sudsy Scales?
Yes, okay.
I'm gonna go there and tell
you. I need your help.
What's up? Face.
Not yet.
Yeah,
not
there yet.
Okay. Can you bless people?
Yeah, I'm like
Zaylde.
Certified like priest man.
Okay, Juniper, get in here.
Ah, yes, sir.
Okay, I need you to get in this tub.
Oh dear.
Okay, and he starts getting in with all of his clothes on.
No, get naked,
sir. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that yet. There's ladies around.
I said, get naked.
Yes, sir.
Actually, you know what?
And Juniper, like, slowly starts taking his clothes off.
My lizard lady can help you get naked.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
And he's, like, just blushing, like, as she's, like, stripping him. And he's
I
like,
was
oh!
Looking for the Pinot Grigio.
Okay, so...
But we all right. Open that
so one. Juniper is naked and covering himself.
Good. Now
even
then.
After he gets in the water, he's still covering himself.
Actually, I didn't even want Juniper to get naked. I totally forgot.
Nah.
Juniper, put your clothes back on.
But...
It's Big over. Start? It's over.
Oh, okay.
I need you to go get the scrawniest person in the camp.
Oh, that's
bring
me.
Them back to me.
Juniper
okay.
is in love
Juniper.
With Mixter.
Yeah.
Bradley, can you bless Juniper with like all of your strongest religious blessings?
Does it work on atheists?
Yes.
Oh my god.
You're not even atheist. You're Hail Futhark.
Are you an atheist?
Hail Futhark!
Wait, what?
Is Juniper an atheist?
Yes, he does. No, he's not. He follows whatever you follow. Now bless him, please.
Okay.
Did you bless him? Did you do the thing?
I would like to bless him. Do I have to say a prayer?
Yes.
Yes. Bathe you in fire and bless you under the sun. Yes. Juniper.
Praise the sun.
Done.
Cool.
Praise the sun.
Praise.
So what was it supposed to do?
Now then. Now that he's blessed, right? So he's got blessings. So I slice open my hand and make him drink the blood.
Oh, God.
Does he glow? Or
your
spots?
You are 100% going to need to... You're going to beat him, but you're going to need to make a strength contest with him.
I rolled a one.
Bradley will...
But I get my strength, right?
Not on a one.
So,
oh, my God.
So you roll a crit fail, and Juniper just, like, slips out from the grasp of the lady
Slippery.
That used to be massaging you, and Damn. Just, like, torpedoes down into the middle of the bath, just away. Just like,
darn it. He escapes.
Oh, my God.
That
sucks.
I wanted him to drink my blood and see if something
and,
happen.
Queen of the Scales, Elvira, comes by and is like,
Queen of the Suds.
Mama. Queen of the Suds, yeah. Queen of the Suds comes by and goes, what do you think you're doing cutting yourself in here?
Just that kind of play. This kind of place.
I have 50% of this place, and 50% of it is not that.
God, you can't kink shame me.
We have rooms for that, Nick Stern. You made them specifically.
You're right. I can't get blood inside the bathtub.
No. Clean up! Okay.
Can you heal me?
Yeah, I can heal you. I also want to kind of see your hand that's all, like, glowy and shit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Has anyone showed Bradley their glowy hand yet?
Not really. No, everybody's been wearing gloves. And
yeah,
no,
yeah. My hand's
weird.
Not
they asked me
bloody.
If my hand was glowing, and I didn't know why.
There it is.
Okay. I want to cast Lesser Restoration on him just to see, you know, just see what's going on, see how serious it is.
Cast it on.
Oh, so Lesser Restoration definitely heals the wound the next turn. Gave himself.
It doesn't do anything to the glowy?
The blue, nothing happens to the blue.
Okay, alright, okay.
Do my lizard ladies know what's going on with my blue?
Actually, so next turn, where did you cut yourself?
Right in the palm.
Okay, so yeah. So you have like a little, not like a scar, but it's clearly like new tissue that's healing from Bradley. So what did you say about the lizard ladies?
Yeah, do my lizard ladies... react to my
they are trained not to react to weird things.
Good. Mama-san, I'm gonna give them 5 gold pieces.
Oh my god.
Each for
okay
being cool.
They take it.
Cool. I'll subtract that from my
stockpile. And they rub just a little more tenderly.
Yeah.
You like that? You like that, Bradley?
Okay, before this turns into Anyways,
so we're switching characters again. Who wants to go next?
Well, I mean, she can catch up to me, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, you were going to catch up with them.
Yeah, I mean, I crit failed, so I couldn't do it.
I'm sorry, I'm having, like, I'm still having an, like, existential crisis about the fact that I didn't properly accession the books in the fucking library. I'm very upset about that. Anyway.
I'm upset I didn't get to make Juniper drink my blood.
There's still time.
So I catch up with them and go, next turn you need to go give Adriel a sample. Are weird things still happening in this room?
You see Juniper, like, panting on, like, the other side of the spa, and next turn just kind of being like, ah, damn.
Alright. Yeah, so I tell next turn that he needs to go give Adriel samples of his blood so that we can analyze the you-know-what and wiggle my fingers at him.
You mean the blue stuff in my hands?
Fuck you.
It's not that kind of stuff.
Are you guys going to go to Adriel? Well, is Nick's turn going to Adriel? What is...
Bradley,
what are you doing?
What's Buttfree doing?
Near that devil lady. Especially if she wants some of my blood.
She doesn't want your blood.
Like, you just run in with the book?
No, not
book.
I'm like, guys.
Okay.
I'm sick of reading.
Right. I'll take the book from you and continue.
What'd you read about?
I tell you guys what I found.
Okay. Berserker? Oh, no, it's a barrier.
Barrier.
Dude. Berserker?
So I'm not sure what, if any of you know what that means.
I don't know nothing about nothing but fighting and fucking.
I feel like my assumption would be that the barrier refers to whatever it is that we go through when we go through the rifts.
Oh.
Like, that, like, maybe at one point in time there was some sort of, like, something where, like the worlds were together, and that whenever this was, like, created, it created this... like, barrier between our worlds, which are what the rifts go through.
Mm-hmm. Are we all together now?
Except for Adriel.
Adriel's still
in it. Wait, are we in the sudsy scales? Or
yes.
Okay, I'm getting towel dried and putting on my clothes. They dress me.
Malara is very intently covering her eyes and not making eye contact with anyone.
I am dressed. Bradley, would you like to go donate blood? It's for a good cause.
I will not give up my blood.
It's for a good cause.
I'll hold your hand while you donate blood.
I need... bring some crackers, because I'm going to need it afterwards.
Next turn, can I put my clothes back on?
Juniper, you can ride on my back naked.
Next turn, please let me put my clothes back on.
For God's sake, it's the first day.
Fine.
You don't want to scare him off just yet.
So Juniper gets out, and one of the ladies is already there, like, ready to dress him. He's like, no, it's fine, man, it's fine. Oh, okay.
That's your job. Don't disrespect them.
Why is he...
He's slowly turning into Morty.
Yeah, I was like, why is he turning into Morty? Oh, jeez.
He is slowly turning into Morty.
No, I want Don't do that. Let them do their job. That's disrespectful to their profession.
And okay, you got it.
Okay, Morty.
Give them gold coins.
I don't have any.
I haven't paid him yet? He doesn't get paid. He gets paid my loyalty, that's right. My protection.
I mean, I've got some guild coins.
Give him one.
Okay.
Give me one.
No.
Alright, we're gonna go where?
It would help us figure out what the problems are if we have the most races involved in the testing.
Okay, so well, we're all going to the alchemy lab?
No, what else?
Yeah, yes. So you guys all get there.
Alright, our merry band of men go to the alchemy lab.
Yeah, alright, everyone's going back to the alchemy lab.
What you need? Heard you need my blood.
Yes.
Wait, what were we
saying?
Mary, I mean, whatever. What are you, my elf?
No, I'm
a tiefling.
That's why Bradley's like, I don't want to go see that demon.
I'm an elf.
Yeah.
But we're going to all hold him down in your blood anyway.
No, you don't need my blood.
No, me
I would like a control.
Yeah, well, yeah, do like some other bit.
I'm going to sneakily come up behind Bradley and like take some blood really quickly.
Roll
like,
the sneak.
Like from behind.
Wait, you're taking my blood?
Yeah, 20.
Can I roll
20? What?
Got it.
No, she got it? You didn't even notice she got it.
I didn't even notice. I'm like, here you go.
Put it in my pocket.
Okay. I just lean against the door.
I'm going to take two samples.
Hold on. You transferred it?
Yeah.
Roll the sneak. Roll the pickpocket or whatever.
Sleight of hand.
Wait,
sleight of
why
hand
do we that. Have to try to hide it? Why can't she just hand it to me?
Oh, you want to just hand it?
High above his head because he can't reach it.
Okay.
I rolled a 3 without any adding.
Okay, so you guys just clearly hand it. So it's like, you're not even handing it like above his head intentionally. You're just like... handing it across, it happens
it just
to be above
natural.
His head. Yeah.
You know, you didn't feel it.
Bradley, you notice it?
No, I didn't notice it.
Okay.
Okay. Take samples out of Nick's turn from the same two places. And then I go to do the same to Anya.
You can have some, because I don't like this shit, so I want to go away.
Okay, take it. So now I should have elf, orc, tiefling, gnome.
What's Juniper?
Don't have human.
Juniper's a human.
Hey, you want some human
blood? But it's not, he's not infected.
He's a
neither is Bradley.
And you can mix my blood with
his
blood.
I didn't really want his blood for the test.
Well, technically, Nick Stern is half-orc, right?
Yeah, you're half-orc, right?
Yeah, you're half-orc, and... Is there any half elf? No, there's no half elf.
Oh, I also tell you what I found in the book.
So yeah, your other half is human.
Yeah.
So he's it with partially human.
All right, so I'll just do the test that I have with our samples.
Okay.
And see.
Roll plus your medicine score.
Oh, I didn't know I was doing it right now.
You don't have to do it right now if you don't want to.
No, I can. Totally.
I also have a note here. It says Kamisa half-orc guild ritual. Don't know what that means.
Oh, Kamisa is the half-orc leader of the... I think it's Kamisa, is what I was saying. Kamisa is the half-orc leader of the Onyx Rose Guild that did that, like, induction ritual for you guys.
Ah, okay, that's right.
And she showed up just, like, at your, like,
town.
At the town, like, after your trials and everything.
Yeah.
She just kind of showed up and was, like, huddled in, like, your guildmaster's huddle.
Yeah, because we're
and she's like, I'm just so proud of you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. We were going to kill her, but then she pinned us.
Yeah.
So, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
My medicine is plus one, but my background and my rogue features are proficient in poisoning and stuff. Is that not related in any way to the testing I'm doing? Because my background, I studied with an alchemist for, like, years. So...
What's medicine's, like, major ability?
Medicine is...
So, it falls under...
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
So you put all your stuff into intelligence.
Well, I have such high perception and insight from my other features, I didn't really see the need to add too much. And all of, like, I have a lot of dexterity and intelligence. Like, my insight and perception is plus 9, but my wisdom's just generally plus 1.
I'll give you a pee-pee touch of the sezzy scales.
Ew. You would do that anyway.
I'll give you advantage. That sounds like something I would give you advantage for.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I roll twice and take a higher score.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
18!
Hot nice. Damn.
2.
Okay.
I'll take 18.
Is that 18 plus the 1?
Yeah, 19.
19. Okay. So you get a 19, and weirdly, there is not a single sign of this blue stuff in any of
it. Not even from the fingers?
No.
She, like, burns it or something, boils it. Nothing
happens.
Okay, yeah, so you look at it with, like, a microscope, because, like, you probably have a rudimentary microscope. Boil it, you freeze it, like, you do whatever you can to it, and it acts and behaves just like the control blood, just like the blood from the other area, and there's no noticeable difference between, like,
Bradley's
blood.
Does it react differently, like, the control versus the one from the figure, both of them?
In
does
any
anything
way,
act
no.
any different than I would expect any normal person's blood to react to certain chemicals or poisons or anything?
Nope.
We're all around each other,
no
right?
change.
No change.
Okay. So you're
okay.
So you're explaining that
so
to
it's,
us?
Yeah, awesome. I'm explaining that. So but I have another idea.
It could be external.
It mm-hmm. could...
Skin sample.
Give me some skin.
Hell.
I was going to... Like, touch my ring to it, the blood.
Do it.
Does try it, see what happens.
Yeah. Does it react? Does it do anything? Can I bloodbend now?
Can you bloodbend?
Ooh.
No, I don't think anything happens.
What if we try and open a rift? Does our hands do something?
Yeah. I'm going to open up a small, like, window pane. Like, a little, you know, like this big.
Okay.
Sized rift. And then I'm going to, like, splash my blood in there. Does anything happen?
Well, remember when you open rifts now, you open rifts into that wooded area that has that small little hole that you made fist size so things can't get through.
Yeah.
So
please don't open havoc in my lab.
Well, no, it's going to like the regular world.
Yeah, we're going to the
wait,
world
so it's
the altar.
A rift into our world?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was the altar world.
No.
All right, so then I make a big rift and go to my pump, my circle side. I walk up
the
circle.
So the altar world, just for clarification, those like figures showed up again and told you to do it at that time.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
So it's just a one-off thing.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys want to consider that, like, meta-knowledge or, like, maybe one of your characters figured that out, but it went somewhere else when the figures were around.
Yeah, okay. But now I'm opening up to that field that we made where we couldn't close that one rift.
Yep.
Wait, so is it... The rift he's opening it in... Is it our world to our world or our world to the...
Your world to your world.
And then we're going to that one rift that we couldn't close.
The one that he stuck his fist in and made like a really small so that monsters couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
Are there monsters in there? If I look through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then I'm going to take the blood. No, you know, I'm going to cut my hand open again.
Jesus.
And I'm going to try and lure a monster over to me.
Not into my lab.
No, we're not
see
in
see what
lab.
You're doing.
We left your lab.
I will kill.
I rifted
you
through.
You left your lab.
Yeah.
But there's the rift is open into my lab, into the second area of this world, and then you are standing there shaking your bloody fist.
It's all for science. What's happening?
Roll for it.
Okay.
Can I roll to not aid? Anti-aid?
I mean, you could try and... Yeah, you could roll to hinder and try and bring him back through.
I rolled an 8.
Is it necessary?
Are you going to try and pull him back through the rift?
Just pull him back.
Yeah.
Strength check?
No,
then I have to enter the rift.
Yep.
I'm going to know.
Because he's on the other side. He's just in the field.
I'm just going to be really, really angry.
Actually, no, you can't even be in the field.
Why?
Because it's that little tiny hole.
No, I mean, like, I opened a rift, I walked over to the hole.
No, so you open a rift and you're looking... it's like a window through that little hole. You can only open a rift that big.
Ah, okay. Yeah. But, and I can see monsters in there. So we are just standing in her lap.
Oh, because he never closed
because
the rift.
Because the other one can't be closed.
I thought
so
he was
essentially
closed.
Only open, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was like a
that,
room set
open
room.
That.
Right.
Okay.
Because he couldn't close that one
rift.
Before.
Gotcha. That's where I was confused.
All right, then, but do the, is our blood reacting, I guess, when I open the rift? I won't shake my fist, my bloody fist.
I think we should do the skin samples.
Yeah.
Just take like a little,
Is there a monster close enough where I can take a sample of the monster? Like if I just
stab
a spear?
Stab it real quick?
Yeah.
Anybody have a javelin?
Yeah. So who has a spear?
I do. I have javelins.
Can I please borrow one?
You may borrow one.
And then I'm going to stab right in there, and do I get blood on the spear?
Roll a dexterity check.
Gosh darn.
With disadvantage because you're sticking your hand through a small hole.
That's why I got a long thing. 12.
Roll again. It could be lower.
A 9.
Mm. Okay, so you miss.
I have an idea. We should shoot an arrow attached to a string. We
yeah.
can aim
got
that
the good
and actually work through the thing.
You got the good arrow.
Yeah.
Anybody got a string?
Like, yeah, we all have rope. We
rope.
All always carry 50
feet
of rope.
Also, I honestly would assume that like an alchemy laboratory would have some sort of like string or twine.
We all have 50 feet of rope up our butts.
I have 50 feet of rope.
Although I will say, I would imagine that for that rope to be useful in any capacity, it's like thick rope, not like thin rope.
Well, depends on the usefulness and the capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like whatever you would imagine a normal size piece of rope would be. Which is smaller than Nixturn's fist. That's all that matters.
So yeah, that's true.
I also keep Juniper.
Oh, Juniper's not here.
I was going to say, I keep him internal binding.
Yeah.
I keep him wrapped up like that all the time.
Okay.
Like the kangaroo pouch for babies?
You want to do something else? Sorry, you should
okay.
say that.
No. Not like that.
Not like that at all.
I don't like this.
Google it later with John.
No, thanks. All right.
He's all tied up underneath his clothes.
I don't want to know.
That's where he keeps all his rope. It's good rope, though.
Anyways, so Anya, you shoot?
Sure.
We'll just say you hit it. You're a good marksman. So you got a little thing up the below.
Roll.
Yeah, because you were stabbing with a big javelin through a fist-sized
hole. It was a holy javelin.
Can I analyze it really quick? Really.
Yeah, why not?
Can I roll just advantage
roll medicine
again
with advantage.
That's a 6. And an 8, so 9.
So you get it back, and the only thing that is noticeably different about the rift creature's blood is that it is always that blue.
The blood is blue?
The blood is blue.
Is our blood reacting to it or shaping
blood
it or something?
No.
Can we try to do the skin samples now?
Yeah, you can try skin samples.
Okay.
Can I like
and then,
taste it?
Then we'll move on from this after that.
Okay. So I've collected a sample of everyone's finger.
Yep.
Including Bradley's.
Not
well,
Bradley.
Well, I'll stop you there. Who's the first person you do it from?
Mel.
As when you peel it off, so you get a little chunk of your skin. And as soon as it separates from your finger, it's regular skin again.
Oh.
Okay, so before I take it from anyone else, I'll still analyze it and see if anything looks different off the front.
There's nothing weird about it.
Okay, can I stick my finger under the microscope?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you do that, you see straight through your finger.
What do you mean?
It's translucent.
Translucent or transparent? Like... I can still see my finger.
You can still see,
it's not
opaqueness. It has some sort of transparency.
Weird.
But only up, like, really close. Like, when you're just looking at your hand normally, like, you can't see through it.
But
if you go like this.
But when you look, you can see through it.
Yeah.
Are we remembering?
So if I go like this, can I kind of see through it?
You also know, Lewis brought up a good point. You notice that your hands are, like, jittery. It's hard to keep them underneath the microscope.
We're totally rubber banding right now.
I don't like...
Or poltergeists.
Much.
Can I drink the Rift Beast's blood and become totally blue?
You can drink the Rift Beast's blood and give me a constitution check.
I think he's gonna kill you.
I'll wait to do that.
Are you keeping? Are you making sure she keeps like a small vial of it?
Yeah.
And who are we kidding? You're keeping a small vial of
it.
I'm gonna
drink that later.
Good luck. I've already hit it.
All right, what do you guys want to do next? Bradley, do you have something you specifically want to do? There's a whole town to explore.
Yeah, do you have like a church? Or a
I've got an altar.
Yep.
I should probably go like give my daily altar.
Where's your altar?
Prayer? Go ahead.
Prayer, job.
Are you like talking about like the nature altar?
Food.
I think I had one. It was like a part of the nature reserve.
If you see the lake, right above the lake is a bunch of like purpley trees. And then there's a like greenish circle.
Yeah.
Next. In that area, that's your altar.
I'd like to go meditate.
Okay, what are you aiming to do with meditation? Anything?
Maybe find some kind of insight to what's going on.
Okay. Huh. So, give me your prayer or your thoughts while you're meditating. It doesn't have to be like a specific prayer. It could just be thoughts.
I wonder why these people are blue in the fingers.
Blue in the fingers.
Blue in the fingers. You know, I'm not blue in the fingers, but you know, I've been drugged and in the woods for...
What's your altar look like?
So it is a man standing with his hands like this.
Is he on fire?
No. There's a big old sun above him, though, and it's got a face. And that face is just smiling down on him.
Good.
It's creepy as hell.
Am I rolling for
something? Yeah, roll your religion check.
19.
That's a 19 plus 5.
Oof.
Nice.
So the big smiling sun, its face twists and goes blank for a moment. And it just sits there, and you're like, oh god, did I, like, ask the wrong thing? And then it twists back, and it's split in half, almost like, it looks like it's supposed to be, like, sun and moon, but it's sun and blue sun.
Oh, shit. So the two worlds.
Mirror world.
The two worlds.
It's a mirror world.
And then it spins back, and it is just the smiling sun again.
Gotta be a mirror world. A blue mirror world, decided.
And that's your altar?
Yeah, my altar in the... nature park reserve place.
Right there.
Do you see where it is, Kylie?
It's a little green dot.
That is me. I am the green
dot. What does Futhark have to say about it?
You'd have to find Zenya to find out.
Zenya!
You want to do anything else, Bradley?
I'd like to panically rush to all of my friends and let them know what I just saw.
Go for it.
Let us know.
I'm going to do that, yeah. Oh my god, I just was in like mid-meditation and the sun turned around and it was half blue. I don't know what it means.
He should give you some of that shit, man. But okay, we're all blue. Sun's half blue. We can go into the portal world. That's a mirror of our world, right? Just with full of monsters and deadly.
Maybe it's a mirror world from the future, and that's why everything was so desiccated. And those mirror people are giving us the tools to save our world from their fate!
But this is my ring. It's my precious.
I feel like, if anything, it's like some sort, like maybe not necessarily from the future, but some sort of like alternate.
Parallel?
Yeah, parallel world to ours.
But they're visiting us. They bestowed upon me the ring of power.
I wonder if that's what they mean by the barrier, is that, you know, like when the rifts start to form, they have that bubble. I wonder if maybe that's what it means by the barrier.
Maybe we
Summon
have to
a bubble.
Keep the barrier up. Between the worlds, and the barrier is failing somewhere. Maybe the ring.
To rule them all.
Well, before, it was a problem. The rifts were appearing before he got the ring.
They gave us the ring.
They gave me.
Maybe
the
it
ring.
Was to try and fix whatever's wrong. Or maybe we need to take the barrier down. Maybe that's the.
How do we know what the barrier, where said barrier, how to see said maybe invisible barrier is, though?
That is the $1 million question, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to take my ring and have it on.
We should look for references.
Show me where the barrier is. Does anything happen?
We all ignore next turn and continue discussing like adults.
Yeah. I'm going to the library and see if I can find any information on barriers. Not necessarily in context of the riff. I'm trying to see if I can piece together.
Roll for it.
Separate information to make a whole picture.
I'm trying to figure out if there's like a chant to my ring. I have to activate it somehow. I just don't know how.
Put it up your butt.
Oh.
I tried that.
He already did.
Yeah.
It burned.
Is this history?
Yeah, I guess.
Or investigation?
Nope, I would rather history.
It's history then.
Oh, no.
That was my fault.
That's a 15 plus 5, so a natural 20.
Cool. You find a lot of references to barriers, like this is a pretty common word, but as you're flipping through one of the spell books, you find a reference to a barrier that kind of sounds like the way you think the bubbles look. And you look at the author of that spell book, and it just says 10.
Hmm.
Next turn.
Nope.
Because I'm the chosen one.
Look through the library for references to N.
Are there any other spells in that spell book by N?
All of the book is by N.
The whole book is by N. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And for the most part, they're very, like, normal spells.
Are there other books by N?
No.
Should we take... I assume that we went to all go look with Melora. Like, work together.
Yeah, I'll be in the library.
Everyone in the library?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe we should take that book to the... What's the, like, scholar temple that's far away, that's in a different city?
Oh, that's, like, super far away.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
Salerstead.
Salerstead. We should send a delegation with copies of the book to ask and get information about N and barriers. For research purposes only.
Are you sending a squad? Or are you sending one person?
How much is in a squad?
Six.
Well, it's five.
No, five. The one of our...
You have specific squads.
Yeah, why don't we send the more... There was a scholarly group.
Well, we're going to want someone who's stealthy enough to not parade what we're looking or what we're trying to find around.
I mean, so the smart group that you guys picked was Owl Squad.
Yeah.
And they were, you called them smart slash strategy types.
Yeah. So why don't we send out the Owl Squad, because they'll be smart enough not to go, look what we're looking for, but they'll also be able to probably have enough knowledge as to how to find what we're looking for.
Are they trained are they trained to defend themselves too, though? Or should we send a warrior squad with them?
Well, I'll tell you...
I don't know what would be trying to attack them, though.
Could we send, like, half and half?
So that out of the 12 squads that have formed, that you guys named and everything, Owl Squad, as far as Isaac is concerned... is the fifth ranking, the fifth ranking out of the 12.
Wait, do I have squads?
So they're decent.
No one has like a squad.
Okay.
No squad.
I mean, if anything, you all have the same squad, other than you guys being the magpies. There's also the falcon squad, which is the squad of all of your apprentices.
Yeah.
What about the blue-footed booby squad?
We don't have that.
Because you weren't here to make that.
Nope.
Oh yeah, so you don't know what the squad names are.
I read them off.
Yeah. Oh, all of them? Okay. Yeah.
So let's send that squad then.
We're blue.
No, we're sending
our apprentices are falcons. We're magpies.
You can send our apprentice squad.
No, we were going to send the owl squad.
We were going to send the scholarly.
Wow, we have messages.
Going to send them the copy of the entire book or a copy of that spell and like the publication information?
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the rest of the spells are relevant spells, aren't they?
Yeah, and, like, I think as long as you know, like, the author and, like, when it was produced.
They probably have a copy of the book at the biggest library.
I would assume so. Unless it's a super unique book, in which case that says something in and of itself.
Okay. So let's send all the publication and author info we can find and find that specific cell and have them look for references to barrier, even if it's not by N.
I also want to slip in a note for the best managerial practices of a sudsy scale area. How to recruit better people. That's going
to
be
how to recruit better people is a book you
said.
That's
going to be like a footer at the bottom. Like, hey, if you got any info on this. Or where to find them.
It's like your little Jehovah's Witness pamphlet that you're slipping in with it.
And then come visit us. One free coupon.
Nice. So are you sending the Owl Squad to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know if it changes your mind at all, but you guys do have an aviary specifically for stuff.
I put one in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But do we want to trust the people at this temple to tell us the truth?
Yeah.
We don't know anything about it.
Yeah, because basically, if you send the owls, it'll get there fast. I mean, if you send the aviary, it'll get there faster, but you have no control or no insight or intuition as to the person who's giving you an answer back. But if you send the squad, you'll have that, but it'll take much longer.
Can I use the aviary to send
recruitment?
Stuff from my guys.
Later.
Okay.
Could we send like the information by bird, messenger bird, as like a, do you have any information on this? Would it be worthwhile to send people out to look at it? Kind of like an inquiry at when you're reaching out to do research in real life, you send an inquiry like, do you have information, like, do you have anything relating to this, like that kind of thing. Would it be worth my time to come and look?
So it's like,
and
hey,
usually libraries go, yes, we have like these collections or these books, or no, we have nothing like that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds smarter.
Because that would determine whether or not we actually need to send people.
Right.
Because
So what kind of bird are you sending? Who's sending it? Are you just all there?
We have multiple.
I can send it.
You should send it because you have animal.
It's in my...
Yeah, too. Go for it.
Be free.
What bird are you sending?
Probably a pigeon.
Just a pigeon? Does it have a name?
Harold
the pigeon. He's off! Alright, so you guys are waiting to hear back from that.
Okay.
Oh. Next turn, since you're at the aviary.
Yes. I would like to do some things with your birds. Not sleep with them.
Remember?
I have these pamphlets here with one free coupon to my place, and I need to recruit more people, and I would like to just send spam mail.
If I get a coupon, you can do it.
I'll give you two coupons.
My homie. All
right. I'm just saying, like, hey, there's this really cool...
What percent of the aviary are you taking to do this?
What percent of the aviary may I use?
20%.
20%. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
Cool.
No, it'll bring in more profit. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to get either... There's two main messages on it, right? One, recruiting sexy, scaly ladies and men who want to work there. And then, you know, salary based on experience. And then... And
oh God.
The second what's the interview one, process like?
You know what the interview process is like. And no. Then, you know, hey, come visit us. Here's a one free coupon.
All right, so you do that. 20% of the aviary goes.
Nice.
God.
Money in my pocket. Mama-san. Mama-san's going to be happy. She wants workers.
I want to spend the time while we're waiting for a bird back or whatever, practicing or, like, hanging out with her.
With who?
Dart.
Oh, Dart. Okay.
My warrior frog.
Yeah, sure. So
building that animal handler bond.
Yeah. What kind of stuff are you doing with Dart?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
find out.
Hanging out
with. When is he coming back?
Probably never.
Yeah.
Isn't he like the king of the frog people now or something?
Yeah. When is he gonna get so heartsick that he finds Laura because he is?
Oh God! Please somehow work that in.
Because he assumes that she has entered into such a terrible fate and needs him to save her.
Now. That just happened.
It's like, plot game next.
Well, I have that frog pond, so.
If you roll perception, he's just like peeking around a corner as we speak.
He's been here this whole time.
He's been following and
he doesn't remember me.
Oh, I remember. I stole one of their warrior frogs and you married one.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I think I got the better end of
this
deal.
Hey, I helped us get out of there by sacrificing
Kevin?
My...
Yeah, it was Kevin.
No, Kevin was a bad one.
Yeah,
Bill
was
the
good
one. Bill was the good one.
You guys always think Kevin
always
was dead.
It's because it's the name I remember.
Yeah.
So
Kevin's very dead.
I basically play fetch with Dart in the frog pond.
Okay, yeah, cool. Roll your animal handling.
Yeah, fuck. That's an 8 plus 6.
So that's a 14.
Math. No, math is good.
As you're doing this, like, there's actually kind of, like, a crowd gathering around of just, like, a few of the, like, villagers who are kind of walking through your area because mm-hmm. they were trying to get to the, like, herb garden because it's, like, a communal garden and they're trying mm-hmm. to plant some stuff. And they see you just, like, throw something across the pond and they're like, oh, I wonder what she's doing. And then they just see Dart just, like, leap from the depths like this massive hulking frog and just, like, snatch what you get, like, way out of thin air. You probably use, like, some sort of spell to just, like, shot, like, the... pull and then shotgun. Do that with it, whatever you're playing fetch with him with, mud ball or something. And it just shoots way up into the air, and then they just see like a tongue just go out of the pond, and then just like boof, just a big hunting frog pops out after it. And you increase your bond with a Dart.
Yay!
I sleep with Dart.
No.
I really increase my bond with
Dart. No.
Who else wants to do stuff?
I'm gonna play with Pants.
Cool.
Look at all this animal bonding we're doing.
I play with Juniper.
No,
no.
Look at all this animal bonding we're doing.
Play catch with him.
More of a father-son relationship going on here.
You tell me.
Daddy.
Oh, no.
What have you done?
I regret.
Too similar.
Don't like.
Oh, no. All right, so how are you, what are you and Pants doing?
We are trying to, I'm looking at the map.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, messing around the lake, because I'm, like,
okay.
throwing stuff into the lake, and he's getting it, because he likes the water.
Oh, good.
So basically playing fetch just in a different area.
He's getting it.
So there's some people, like, eating at the picnic tables at the end of the inn by the lake while you're doing this. So, how smart is Pants?
He's really stupid.
He's
I wrote
really
specifically, Pants is dumb as fuck.
So, you throw like, a stick. Just, he's a dog, you throw a stick. And every time he comes out of the lake, he comes out with something different. It's never a stick.
I love him so
it's
much.
It's never a stick. Most of the time, it's fish or a rock. One time, you see him come up with a stick-shaped rock. And you're like, almost there,
so
pants.
So stupid, I love
it. It's almost there, pants. And yeah, then he just comes and lays down because he's done a lot of swimming. Actually, he doesn't come and lay down. He gets tied. You throw a rock out there and he dives under to try, or you throw a stick out there and he dives down to try and find whatever other junk he's about to go find. And then he just teleports on top of you, like even like some like film of water around him from when he teleports and just drenches you in water and then just like lays down and is panting.
Yes. Goal.
Cool. So your bond increases with pants. Who else wants to do something?
I'd like to try and convert our followers to my faith.
Okay, where are you
as
doing this?
As many as I can.
Your naked nature faith?
Well, I was drugged. That wasn't my fault. It was also a very spiritual experience for me.
I'm sure it was.
Are you just, like,
a
communist preaching on the soapbox?
No, are you going, like, door-to-door to these, like, houses outside the...
Door-to-door.
Hello. Break up casual conversation... with recruits out and about.
Okay. Is there any like specific area you're kind of putzing around?
Oh, what's that area that they were all over like near our National Guild Hall?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of people just kind of like chilling, hanging out in there, talking.
Yeah,
like,
where they're trying to like get their quests and whatnot.
It's like our adventure cabin.
Yeah.
It's kind of it.
Yeah, it's just, and like, a lot of them are in there just like not even like grabbing stuff off of the board or like talking with Isaac. They're just kind of like hanging out, getting to know their squad because they're a brand new squad.
Yeah.
They've only known each other for like a week or two.
Oh, is that in my area? Is that like the barracks?
It's right here.
No, it's right next to your area. No. It's in Adriel's area.
This is my area. Yeah. This is a big training section.
That's the Sudsy Suds.
Yes, I know. It's right next to my
training.
So you can train in Sudsy
Sudsy Scales.
Land in one of the Sudsy Scale baths.
Wait, what? What lands in there?
You can train all up in the trees. This is like an aerial training area. Mm-hmm. And you can fly and land and leap into... one of the best.
So it's really funny that you say that because I wasn't going to mention anything until you tried to do something in the training forest. But if you rolled poorly, I was going to make it so that half the people you were training just started ogling people from in the trees down in the Sudsy Scales.
More business for
but
me.
But this is the guild hall right here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm in the guild hall.
Okay. So you are preaching.
Folks.
And when you enter the guild hall... and you're thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna preach to these people. You see a familiar face. Mm-mm. Barda Drake is in there with the rest of the Dodos.
Dodos?
Yep. They're the 12th out of 12th ranked guild squad. Yeah. In case you don't remember, Barda Drake is a middle-aged male human, and he used to be a scribe in a city for a noble.
So he's a bitch.
And he's part of the Dodo squad.
Do you really want followers like that?
I'll take any follower.
You're right. I got you, Amber. I can talk.
I mean, I have Caitlin.
Yeah.
She's okay.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to go over your...
my follower.
Do we want to go over your followers again quick?
I want her to help me out.
Oh, Caitlin's coming with you?
Yeah, she's going to help me try and convert all these recruits.
Yeah, so she absolutely comes. She's you ask if she wants to, and she, like... immediately has like a book and is like ready to go, and she's like, this is my calling, sir.
Okay.
Or I should probably give her some kind of voice. This is my calling, sir.
Okay. Convert these people for me.
Will do. Will you join me?
Yeah. Show me what you got.
Okay.
Your voice more like, yeah.
I'm ready to prove myself for you. And she goes up to them, and yeah, so she starts preaching. She talks a lot about fire and sun, and in very vague terms, and makes sure to tell everybody that this Saturday, and she looks back at you for, like, approval, and she's like, this Saturday, Bradley will be hosting another seminar down by our statue if you want to join, and we can have our baptisms there.
Baptism by fire.
Oh? Interesting.
Well, we had a trial by fire, so they'll
be
familiar with it by fire.
And Barda and the rest of the Dodos just, like, eagerly sit and watch. So now roll to see how well Caitlin did.
Convert.
That's a 3.
Converted 3 people.
Plus,
so,
anything?
Yeah, you can add your religion because you're teaching Caitlin.
That's 5.
So 8?
Give her an 8.
Okay. So they kind of look at her and they're like, okay, this is clearly someone in training. And they also look over to you for like, is this what's happening? Like, is this worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It'll be worth it.
So Barda is like, okay, Caitlin. I guess we'll see you there. And very much looking to your speech, Master Uppercrust.
Alright.
You messed up. That sounds so weird.
Oh, no.
anything else you want to do, Bradley?
Break bread with them.
These guys actually, after they do that, they ask Caitlin if there is anywhere else where they can study to prepare for Saturday to make sure that they definitely want to. And she directs them to a religious section that she's been, like, really excited to study in the library.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, yeah, we'll go check out some of those. So they get up and go.
Okay. I want to critique Caitlin.
Okay.
Tell her.
How did I do, Master Uppercrust?
You kind of fucked up.
Nah. Oh.
Really didn't do great. But you know what? You'll get better.
I must get better.
You have to.
I know. I was really nervous, sir. I mean, it's only one of my first times interacting with you, and I am a fan.
No, just relax.
And be better.
Just be...
I'm not sure I know how to relax, sir.
Oh, send her to the Sudsy Scales to relax.
Head over to the Sudsy Scales and relax.
The Sudsy Scales?
Have you not heard of the Sudsy Scales?
No, I have not.
Don't want
It's a wonderful place.
No, it's not.
Wonderful, you say.
Just go ahead and stop by. Right. Take a nice hot bath. You'll enjoy yourself.
Bath?
It's a bath? Really?
Oh, God.
People love it, Kylie, okay?
I need to look at
it. It's gonna be a hit.
Yeah, it already is a hit. People love it. People will go from miles around.
Also, how are you already wearing it? You wore that in July, what am I saying?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I've never taken it off.
Yeah, we went to
I'm pretty sure the only time you don't wear it is
July,
like April, May, June. I'm pretty sure that's the only time I don't see you wear that.
Didn't we go?
Oh, no, that was July.
That was July, yeah.
It was right around my birthday.
Yeah, because it was Christmas in July. So everybody knows Christmas in July.
So she is like, do they do something other than baths? Like, do they have just like massages, just regular massages? Maybe like a spot to pray. Like, do they have a prayer corner?
Yeah,
that might relax me.
That sounds not true.
Anywhere there, you can pray just about anywhere there.
That's true.
How do you pray?
As long as there's sun.
That's
sad.
Look up at the sky.
You just look at the sky. What if
they're like a lemur?
You gotta like stare directly at the sun.
That sounds bad.
Okay.
But your faith shields your eyes so you don't get burned.
Oh. Yeah.
So I'll just say like you guys don't see it, but Caitlin does 100% go to the Sophie's.
Specifically, there's one room that is a sunroom that you can get bathed in.
I mean, the middle of the pool is a sunroom.
Yeah, because
so the middle of the pool is completely open. And she walks in there and immediately is embarrassed by what she sees.
No,
and
she's welcomed.
So she's just like, thank you for welcoming me. And they're like, do you need anything? Like, we offer many services here. And she's like, I just need the service of prayer a lot right now. And she goes completely clothed down into the middle of the bath and kneels and stares at the sun. And that's where Caitlin is.
Oh,
good.
She's gonna loosen up.
Just to give her, go with her next time.
So one of the traits that she got when I was trying to give people like little quirks is you said you wanted her to be obedient, and then I gave her the trait, she sleeps fully dressed, ready for action.
Oh, wait.
So wouldn't she be undressed if you're ready for action?
not when you're a lawful good cleric. Adriel, you haven't done anything in a while.
Yes, so I would like to post my courses that I'd like to offer in my section, and they are currently poisons, potions, and pestilence, aerial acrobatics and offense, indoor stealth and concealment, the arts of covertcy and subterfuge, and then assassination, full name TBD.
It's called that on the pamphlet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Those are classes you can take there?
I'm going to teach them at the Alchemy Center.
Do you want to roll to find out which class gets full first?
Well, I'd like to write the lessons plan, so I'm going to say that these are offered, and then my plan was to, like, before the next game that we play, write basic lesson plans, kind of synopses, and then have, like, an open office time, and then that's when I would talk to them.
All right, I think we should at least roll for which one gets the most initial interest.
Could we do the top three?
Sure.
Okay.
So how many total did you have?
I really like my names. I've got 5.
5? So, yeah, we'll do top 3.
Assassination TBD.
This.
I think that's the best name, to be honest.
Roll a d6, and if it hits a 1, just reroll.
6.
Okay, so the last one.
Assassination TBD.
Next one.
3. Indoor stealth and concealment.
And then the last one.
1.
Reroll.
2. Poisons, potions, and pestilence.
Okay, so that's the order that they got the most interest. Assassin named TBD. And indoor stealth.
Indoor stealth and concealment.
And then poisons, potions, and pestilences.
Oh, okay. But I can still do all...
You can still do all five. Those are going to be the ones that get tackled first.
Okay. Hold on, let me write those down. So is that like in order of... Are they all...
Of registration.
So the order of popularity, or all three of those the most popular, are we just saying?
Order of popularity, but okay. They're the most popular 3.
Right, but yeah. Like, one, Assassination.
So Assassination TBD is 100%
it's going to be called that forever.
Okay.
That's
you should
what
just
I...
call it Assassination without alliteration. Because it's both a lie and the only course that's not alliteration, right?
I'll consider.
Total bitch. Assassination. Totally.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to do, like, currently? Anything you want to, like... Anyone you want to talk to that you've met before, anywhere you want to go, anything you want to do in the town. I'll remind you guys that you can go to the National Guild headquarters and get new items if you want them.
On average, how much do things cost? Like, we'll all be walking in there with 41 guild coins as, like, someone walking into Gucci with $10.
1 coin for a random roll of the basic items, 3 coins for a direct purchase, 5 coins for a random roll of the refined, 7 coins for a direct purchase, 10 coins for a random roll of masterwork, and 12 coins for a direct purchase. And I don't have anything higher than that filled in yet. So there's more shipments coming.
I want to... Can we see the list?
Yeah.
Or... You know what? Should I just be wild and do a random?
Just random roll.
Wild and crazy
random.
Rolls.
You could get something totally shitty, though.
Yeah.
But then if anybody else wants to go get items, then you can trade with them.
But if it's something really shitty, no one's going to want
to. I mean, I don't think I've put...
Shitty.
There's nothing on this list that I would consider shitty.
Interesting.
Okay. I'll do a random.
Because
I want to get more stuff, too.
So also remember how it works. When you do random, it's the only way to possibly go up a tier. So, like, if you pay for basic and you roll a 20, you'll get something from refined tier.
Well, can I do a random refined? That was what you said,
that
would, 5?
That could go up to masterwork, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so spend 5. So now that brings me down to 36 coins. Alright, so what do I roll then? A 20?
Yep. And you're rolling refined?
Yeah, that's 5, right? So I had 41 coins, minus 5, 36.
Yep. Let me make sure I capture that before you do anything. Okay. Dun. Go for it.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh. 19.
You got the one that sounds like it could be possibly dirty.
Perfect. Oh, good.
It's called the Valley Vulge.
That does sound like it could be dirty.
It is a pole axe. That gets +2 to attack and +1d8 damage on a successful hit when used against a creature that harmed an ally in this round.
Wow, nice. That's pretty good.
Does anyone else want to buy anything? Is anyone else there?
Me.
Bradley's still there.
I want to buy.
Bradley is
buy
definitely
something.
Still there too. Yeah, you can buy something.
Still where?
He was preaching in the National Guild headquarters. Yeah, you can
buy something. Yeah, I played the dart and then went over.
Yep.
I have 41 guild coins.
Yep.
How many do I need to...
5 to random roll a refined token.
Okay.
1 to random roll a basic, and 10 to random roll a masterwork.
What did you do?
Middle.
Yeah, refined.
Refined, yeah.
I don't have a refined.
What?
What?
No, everyone has guild coins. You're paying 5 guild coins to roll refined.
Oh, sorry. You also have refined tokens.
Yeah, those were like little bonuses,
right,
that I gave
you
for writing backstories.
That's why I was confused.
And Mary crit failed her first one.
But I got a really cool candle.
You did get a very cool candle.
I want to roll for a master one.
Huh?
I want to roll for a master one.
That is 10 coins.
Yes, so that leaves me with 31 coins. Okay, so... Where's my inventory?
So are you spending 10?
Yes.
And you're going to roll a 20.
3!
You got the Sympathetic Hourglass. And the Sympathetic Hourglass
the knight is.
You get to switch health with whoever you place their blood in it.
Oh, I got super mega health, so you can probably take my blood.
Or an enemy's. Ooh, right? So like, yeah. If you're really close to dying and you steal some of their blood, they're really close to dying.
That is actually
whoa.
Interesting. Because I have pretty high hit points. Because I'm a druid.
But it's also like...
You can't move a flight.
My
90.
Oh, I'm also level 9, sweetie.
Oh,
I'm level 8, but I have 96.
And it goes up by 8, so you'll be like right around there.
96.
Cool.
I like it. Sympathetic hourglass.
I forget if I made that one up. Some of these I made up, some of these I grabbed from various D&D books. But I feel like that one might have been one of the ones I made. Nice. Is anyone else buying stuff?
Bradley's going to buy something.
Oh, I have 25 guild coins.
So, I know, what are you buying?
Got 25 guild coins.
Yeah, I've never bought something.
Yeah,
or
so...
my guild coins, so...
Yeah, so the way you do this is there's tiers of quality. So, basic has stuff like... Mary's like poisoner's kit or a potion pack, or if you crit fail that roll, you get a jar of bees.
Ooh.
Bees!
But if you crit success that roll, then you get to move up into the next tier and roll again.
What if I random?
You want to do random tier?
Like the five.
Oh, yeah, so that's the refined tier. So you can.
Oh, okay.
So just 5 coins and then roll.
Okay.
I don't have peanut
butter. I can do that.
No.
Not 16.
You got a second level spell scroll.
Wait,
so whenever you basically it counts as an extra spell slot.
Does it only last like a day, or is it like at all times?
It's a once per day. So if you run out of second level spell slots, you can use that to count as a spell.
But then I can only use it once, right?
Per day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it would like expire. Or
no, I don't think I made anything expire.
My candle expires.
I'm so jealous. I want that.
Oh yeah, your candle does expire. There are some things
you
that
get
expire.
3 uses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some things that have 3 uses total.
What would you do for like the spell ones for people, or I guess like if I were to get one of the spell ones, I can't do spell slots.
Honestly, if you can't, well,
besides the ones I automatically get as a tiefling.
Yeah, I mean, so that would let you cast a Hellish Rebuke again when you normally wouldn't be able to.
I thought it was a specific spell.
No. It's just because you can cast Hellish Rebuke as a second level spell.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sensei.
I think everyone has some ability to use a spell, and if you don't, you could just go to the library and study a spell so you at least have
a second level spell
to use. But that's like pretty useful for the second level spell slot. Yeah. Is anyone else buying anything?
Bradley's buying something.
What's Bradley buying?
I want to go for the Masterworks.
Okay, roll. That's 10. Do you have 10 coins?
I have 25.
Nice.
I started with 20 and just got my first 5 last round. I rolled a 17.
And you got the Brawler's Gauntlet. Gain +2 to any time you try to grapple, and +2 to any unarmed attack rolls. So if you gotta punch somebody, you get a +2 to both your attack roll and your damage.
So what was the sort of subtext after?
The Brawler's Gauntlet. +2 to grapple and +2 to unarmed strike.
Unarmed strike! I wanna buy something too.
Wait, you gotta buy.
Unless you're not done. 10 is the highest one. What's the next one below that?
5.
5? I'm gonna buy 2 of those.
Okay.
So roll with 20?
Yeah, roll 2 20s.
This is not a 20.
Just
this
do one at a time.
This is a 20.
Let me make sure I catch the spending stuff.
17.
You get a greater potion kit. So it's one that like will refill daily. You can use it 3 times. And when you use it, you get 4d4 +4 healing.
Okay. Probably pretty good. And then I'm going to roll one more with you said it only goes from 5 and then jumps up to 10?
Yep.
Ooh. All right, I'll roll a 5.
Okay. 8. You got cool armor.
Ooh.
Cool armor. In addition to looking fly as hell, you get +1 on saving throws against fire.
Okay.
And we'll probably say, like, and resistance to fire.
All right.
So it's literally cold to the touch, and it looks fly as hell.
Now, everyone's done buying stuff? And I'm going to bond with my animal.
What animal?
Juniper!
That's not an animal!
Yes,
can I buy one of those 5 guild coin bits?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 10 remaining.
I rolled.
Can I borrow?
No.
I'm too late. Sorry. 3.
You get the acrobat's boots.
Oh, yes.
acrobat's boots gives you proficiency in acrobatics when you wear them.
I like that. Does the proficiency give me, like, a plus?
So it, when you're proficient in something, it doubles your... It adds your proficiency bonus to your bonus. So, what level are you right now?
5.
So, I think you get a plus 3
That's
to anything
exactly
you're proficient
what I
in?
Get,
yeah.
According to the app.
Yep.
I can do cool acrobatics now.
Yeah, so you're a very flippy gnome.
Yeah,
I know.
In heavy armor.
I have plus 5 athletics.
You're a Beyblade, is what you are. You're just a Beyblade.
I'm a flaming Beyblade.
All right, anyone else buying anything? Or are we done with the Gashapon machine?
I'm done.
Cool. What do you guys want to do now?
Bond.
Oh, yeah, you want to bond with your animal.
Yeah. I kind of want to punch something.
I don't want to go to Sudsy Scales, you know.
Go! I'll give you a free coupon.
Okay, take a free coupon.
A free coupon?
Yes. You know
I
what? Actually, you're on the VIP list.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a special room.
Right. The Bradley room? The upper crust room?
Oh, no! No one wants to go to the crusty room.
Upper crusty room.
It's upper crusty.
The sudsy skills.
I'm gonna take Juniper out on a hunt.
Okay, where are you going hunting?
Come boy. Let's go hunt.
Wait, is that the name of the town you're going to, or is that a proclamation? No,
that was a completely like benign sentence, and I took it 100% into the gutter.
This is his first command. You better have done it, too. Good.
Alright, where are you going?
Where am I? We're gonna go into the training forest.
Okay.
Alright. No, we're not. I don't want to shoot anybody.
Do you want to leave the town?
Yeah, we're gonna go right outside the town gates.
Okay.
And, I want him to track something.
So,
he's like super inexperienced, right?
He's very inexperienced.
So, this is literally the first 10 minutes of God of War. That's what we're doing right now. I want him to track an animal.
I'm concerned.
Hence the gum boy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Good. Do you paint the Kratos scars on yourself?
Actually, you know what? I cut my hand again. This is going to be a reoccurring thing. I cut my hand, I paint my face, and then I paint his face.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
We're about to go hunt, boy.
Out here?
Yes. You need to learn how to hunt.
Okay. Let's go, Dad.
Go.
Go?
Get away from me.
What?
Go.
I thought you were going to teach me how to hunt.
Here's a bow.
Yeah.
Track an animal.
Which side do I make? Do I throw the wood part?
Look at the ground.
Look at the ground.
Look at the feet and follow the feet.
What? My feet? They're right here. How do I follow them?
How do I teach somebody? Okay. He doesn't know how to use a bow? How did I recruit this guy? I don't even remember. I thought he did well in the challenges.
Yeah.
No, I think he was just the first to volunteer. He was super eager.
He was the first to volunteer, and he did somehow make it through the challenges.
Yeah. So he's athletic. All right. I show him how to use a bow.
Okay.
Is he wearing, like, clothes or something?
Do you know how to use a bow really well?
Yeah, I'm a fighter.
What's your dexterity?
I'll tell you right now.
Hit me up, man.
My dex is a 14 plus 2.
Okay, that's not bad. So yeah, you can teach him how to use a bow.
Yeah, I teach him how to use a bow. Let's see. Intimidation proficiency, mercenary veterans, fighter, archetype, champion, crit on 19. I mean, I feel like I'm qualified to teach him how to fight.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going to traverse through the woods with him, basically because, you know, I grew up in the woods. I want him to learn that because now he's my son.
Okay. So, you're going through the woods and roll to find out how successful you are at helping him get started on tracking.
Come on, boy! 14.
Okay, sure. So, he is... So, you point out what may or may not be tracks, and you try and have him discern, and he picks one out, and it's definitely a track.
Cool.
We'll say you're kind of in, like... Well, it's just like normal woods here. Yeah. So, because you went out the front gate, you said, right? So yeah, so you're heading towards Halestead, but not like, you're not close to it, so there's woods here. And he looks around after you teach him the difference between what's a track and what's not, and he picks up a track and starts running, and he's following it.
Okay, wait a minute, who else was good in the woods?
I live in the woods. Yeah. I'm very good at shooting bows.
Are you with me?
No, you didn't ask.
Are you with me?
Sure.
Okay. You're also here for guidance.
And I'm just like...
All right, so Juniper just takes off.
All right, so...
Covered in blood.
Yeah.
with his turtle bondage.
I'm running with him. Wait. And then you
quickly trotting.
Yeah, I feel like you should go forward. Do we spot any actual animals yet?
Not yet.
See, what I'm thinking is
one mistake that Juniper is making that maybe you're not going to call him out on right now, maybe you will, is he's walking over the tracks that he was tracking.
Okay.
Because he saw the tracks and he's like, oh, I'm going to follow these. Mm-hmm. And he's ruining the tracks behind him.
All right. I mean, you can catch up to him.
I'll like nudge you and I'm like,
can you let him know that? Because I am not speeding.
I'm super fast, so I can.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to run up and be like, homie, Juniper.
Yeah?
Don't walk on the tracks. You got to go from the side so you don't mess with the tracks.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
You're doing fine, baby. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I'm doing so good.
I want to be nice to him because next turn is not nice to him.
Got it.
Do better, boy.
No, God.
Oh, he listens. He's like,
he better listen.
I am so sorry. And he steps off to the side and he looks around again and he's like, oh, geez, I thought I lost the tracks. Oh, there they are. We're good. Let's go.
Cuck. All right, let's go.
You're so mean.
So he takes off and both of you roll perception.
20, whoa. 21.
Okay.
Do I even need to roll?
Yeah, roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
13.
Okay, so, Anya, you spot up ahead that you think you see the animal. What do you do?
I make
Juniper and Nixtern have not noticed.
I make...
Okay, so you run up and stop them?
T-pose.
T-pose? No, sir.
Universal sign for stop.
Yep. Do you guys stop?
Yes.
Okay.
I grab him by the scruff of his neck.
I mean, this makes sense because I'm in my element. Like,
right.
Listen, boy. The animal's up ahead. So we gotta be quiet. You gotta stab it in the face with your bow.
And I'm just, I crash down to Juniper and I'm like, you wanna be downwind of the animal so it can't smell you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're just trying to get good information.
Thanks.
Don't listen to Nixtern.
Nixtern.
You're welcome.
Don't hit me.
And Nixtern, with your perception check, you look up after telling him to kill it and you see that it is a bear.
You can kill it. Kill those around here. You can kill it.
And Anya, you know that it's a bear at this point too.
It's a good hunt.
He can try. You might lose an apprentice.
Listen, boy. I'm gonna give you this cool fucking armor and this potion kit. Use it wisely.
Juniper the cool armor?
Yeah, that's why I only spent 5 on it.
Okay.
I'm glad I got cool armor, because I'm giving you cool armor.
Okay, so Juniper has cool armor.
He's my boy. I gotta look out for him.
He looks fly as hell.
Yeah.
That's in the description. That one wasn't a me made up. That was in the D&D book.
I assumed from the phrase fly as hell.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to mark down that you no longer have that.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna tell him, boy, shoot for the jugular or the nose.
The jugular or the nose?
Shoot him in the nose.
No. The nose. I don't like this.
Do you help him steady his aim, like, Kratos and Kratos.
Wait, why are we killing this bear? I love nature, so I'm like,
I need him to learn how to hunt. He's going to be the leader of the blue-footed boobies, which is going to be my secret super mega soldier.
But learning to hunt, I feel like you could find, like, hunting deer. Like, bears
target
are so
practice.
Easy. And
bears aren't easy. If he screws it up, it's going to maul him. That's the one
I'm scared of the bear. I don't want you to kill the bear.
I can kill the bear with my bare hands.
I'm like, as long as you use all the parts.
Apprentice.
Yeah.
So, out of character out of game for a second. Nick's turn is okay with killing bears.
Yes. Because, man, it was like territory wars and everything.
Yeah, but you were on the side of the bears.
I know.
Isn't this your whole backstory?
Yes. But this is a different bear clan, different area. I can kill these guys.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. But I want him to, like, you know, learn the hunt and be total father-son bonding.
Okay.
We're going to go to Sudsy Scales after.
Anya, are you going to try and interrupt him from hunting?
No, because I know he'll, like, use all the parts, so. I'm like, it's like the animal won't be, like, disrespected. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you sit by, I guess, and next turn you see that Juniper is fairly shaky, and I'm assuming you go and help steady him.
Mm-hmm.
And he shoots at roll dexterity to aid him.
What? A 20, right?
Yep.
This guy. Please. 19.
Awesome. So that is a success. So you, Juniper lets go. He's a little jittery, but he calms down and lets go and it catches the bear in the neck.
Wonderful boy. I slap him on the back.
He has to
go finish it off.
With a knife.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you gotta go slice its neck open.
You have to.
I hit very close to that bear.
Yes, yeah. Don't let it suffer.
I like put his. I like put my arms on shoulders, and I was like, "You gotta respect the bear when you kill it."
Yeah, don't let the animal suffer.
He just crit failed. He's terrified.
I take him, and I'm gonna lead him by like you know my arm around him, just tell him it's gonna be okay. We just gotta do this. Yeah, you look really freaking fly right now.
I guess I do.
Yeah.
But the bear doesn't know that.
We're gonna do this together because I need you to learn. Because you're gonna lead your own squad someday.
Oh god.
So we're going together and I'm holding his hand.
Wait, what squad am I leading?
We're gonna plunge the knife right into the throat together.
I am literally the worst person in the Falcon squad.
You're going bang! No. We stab him in the throat.
Okay, yeah, you just guide his hand right into the bear's throat.
Now finish it.
The bear crit failed to try and attack you or swipe at you, so you do.
Yeah.
And he is hunted.
Now I make him skin the bear.
Okay, so now we'll switch back to
Malara. I take some of it. Yeah, you take some of it.
I'm going to, with the organs that we can't eat, I'm going to give them to
to Adriel.
Yeah.
He wants
to. Adriel.
And
I'm giving you organs.
Ooh.
From the bear. And then if you want to mix it with the blood, see if anything happens.
Okay. Vampire bear.
Can I?
What?
What?
Can I check out, like, the bar? Because no one is... I don't know if it's being run at all.
Yeah.
I know some of these skeletons doesn't have people.
What do you mean it doesn't have people? Business is booming.
But, like, the inn and restaurant bar is, like, a good income source for a town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would also be interested in kind of, like, exploring the town outside of what we created.
Okay. So, let me see.
Well, check out my tavern.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't been there already.
I gotta manage it.
So, you walk into the inn. Did you name it anything?
The White Unicorn, because of my...
Yep.
Yeah. Is anyone in there?
What?
Is anyone in there?
Oh, yeah. So, you walk in... How do you walk in? Are you just like, yo, I'm here?
No, I...
Yeah?
Like, they have swinging doors, like cowboy doors, and...
Nice. So, you open it up, and there are a few, like, wait staff, male and female, and... whatever, and you see there is someone kind of giving orders, like, back behind the bar, and you go up to her, and what do you do?
Hi. I'm Anya. I'm part of the Masters.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy I finally get to, like, meet you other than in the trials. Like,
oh, are we famous?
Apparently.
We
That's
only
true,
attack.
Yeah, we only
You guys are kind of famous.
Pants, like, teleports. He's like, sniffing around.
What is that?
Oh, that's my dog pants.
Oh my
He's
god.
He's really stupid, but he won't hurt anyone.
I mean, that's the best kind of animal. So, what can I do you for?
Can I have a drink?
Oh, absolutely, 100% free.
I like flip my hair.
My name's Arabella. Arabella Mournhell.
Wow, I'm in love with her. Okay.
Arabella Mournhell?
Mournhell.
Mournhell.
Better than Juniper Cuxinovich.
Well, yeah, this is just in my area, so I just wanted to check how things were doing, and I know the Sudsy Scales didn't really have a lot of people managing it.
What?
So I just wanted to check out my restaurant.
Oh, are you the one who named it?
Yeah. Or I named this the White Unicorn.
What?
Stupid name.
What's it stand for?
I kind of gaze into the distance, and I'm just...
I've been making up a lot of stories about, like, why it's called the White Unicorn. I've been trying to come up with things. We've been workshopping it a lot. Not when the other villagers are around, just when the other explorers are around, but...
It's named that because it's, like, the image of my goddess, Alona, and that's how she appears to her followers.
Oh, that's really pretty.
She's my mom.
What?
Dora. Cool, glad that everything's going great. Have you set up the stage yet? Or has anyone set up the theater?
The theater?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have a theater troupe yet. I actually really only got a few more workers, you know, not too long ago. I actually used to have my kids were helping me run it at first, just in the beginning. They didn't really want to move here. They've got their own families and everything at this point. So I just wanted some help. They helped me set up, and they went and got a few of the other villagers, like Idla over here, and we also got Bilserin. He's the other wait staff right now. And they're just doing a really great job. I hope everything's to your liking here.
Crossover, Mist will perform.
There you go.
Well, I will set about getting a theater troupe because, you know, we gotta have some burlesque shows going on.
Never mind, Miss will not perform.
Then why are you hating on the sudsy scales? My guys, go over there. Go there. Show them the ropes.
You guys are doing great.
The character in the D&D we do with his Discord group that I have is a entertainer, but they're like a magic trick entertainer.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Crossover.
Except it's a crossover that means nothing to anyone but me and you.
I know. I'm still funny. I like it.
I'm gonna go send some pigeons out for some, like, theater people.
Okay. Arabella's just like, thanks for visiting, Anya.
I just clasp her hand and I'm like, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
And she is kind of just like,
well, she's really gay for me. I love that.
She, just so you know, she is 65.
I love her.
And she has two children.
Does she want to work at the Sudsy Scales?
It's okay. You're an elf. Age is not an issue.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. What is she? Oh, she's a human. Okay.
Age is not an issue.
I'm like, wait. She could be very young for someone.
I love that. I love her.
Yep.
I'm dying for her. Okay.
How old is your elf?
She's just at the normal age. She's like pretty young.
Yeah, you're like just under what we would consider like 20 in elf years, right?
She's like,
like 85.
Oh my god. She's 110. Oh. So she's like a young adult.
I think you decided the same thing, Kylie.
Yeah, I had like 130-ish because I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, you wanted to be kind of like your current age.
Yeah.
I was like pretty young, so I got kicked out of my tribe.
I'm like 30, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adriel would like to go to the Sudsy Scales.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
The free pass that I was given.
Malara hasn't done anything in a while.
The free pass gets you to the Upcrush room, by the way.
That's because Malara doesn't really want to go.
Malara.
It's my turn over. I don't get to pick my partner.
Ew.
I mean, I haven't started your turn yet because Kylie hasn't done anything
in
a very long time.
Yeah.
I think Malara wants to go check out, like, the rest of the town, not, like, our compound, but, like...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, kind of, like, wander through the, like, town and, like, get to know people.
Like, just literally just going door to door? Hello.
Not, like, door to door.
My name is Master Malara.
No, not door to door. I'm not the fucking medieval equivalent of the Book of Mormon. More of like a...
Have you heard the word of Pan?
No, I have not heard the word of Pan. More of, like, a kind of, like, wanting to see how, like... construction and like building and stuff is going.
Oh, it's done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Construction's done.
She just wants to check it out.
All right, so you walk around and something you notice is that like all the people are kind of going about their day. They've set up like a bakery and they've set up
she definitely
shop
gets a pastry.
Okay, so you go and buy a pastry.
Are the people happy?
Get in there.
I'm thinking like this weird in between of the seven deadly sins when they're
just
like random shit is happening in the town.
Yes.
And they're, that's kind of like what I'm envisioning is that I'm just like wandering through.
So you find, so like the person that you buy from is...
Please be a cute boy. Please be a cute
boy. So his name is Ellis Dorathar and he is a 166-year-old wood elf farmer. And he was the one who was, he farms, like, wheat and stuff so that he can make breads and pastries.
So, farmer slash baker.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Hello, Malara. Oh, man. I am so excited that you guys are already coming out. We've been talking for a while now, wondering if, like, the masters of this guild, like, even ever come outside of, like, the officers' quarters.
Oh.
I've always been Sudsy Scales.
Well, as you
Sudsy Scales is part of the officers'
Everyone can go
field.
In there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone can go in, but if you guys go into the town was what they were wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. What does this dude look like?
He is... tall, kind of has like an oval face, so it's like he's not fat, he's has like a thin face, but like it's not like his, so like he has like a tall face, he has a long face, but it's not like sunken in thin like you normally picture like elves, like he has like a little bit of roundness to his face.
Okay.
He's not like
fair.
He's not
sunken. He's not gaunt.
Yeah, he's not gaunt. Like you kinda like picture like elves to look.
I don't, but okay.
Everything other than Lord of the Rings, elves will kind of gone.
See, I envision Lord of the Rings at all times. That's fine.
So he's like not like that. He's like right, fairly fair. Like fair skinned, not plump, but not Like, he is in no way fat. He just has more meat on him than, like, a normal, like, thin elf would be.
Thick boy.
Yeah. Probably from all the pastries.
Yep.
And he's got long brown hair.
Okay. How long? Just curious. Like, are we talking, like, real long or, like, shoulder length?
A little bit past shoulder length. So, like, it's, like, shoulder blade length.
He's got a mullet.
It's not a mullet. Damn.
So, like, Legolas hair, not Aragorn hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the only thing you're going to reference.
Yep. Well, now, yes. All right. I guess I'm going to chat a little bit, talk about how, like, see how people are liking it in the town and stuff. So, how do you like the village so far? How do you like living here?
You know, it got put up really fast.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know it was happening until it was, like, halfway done.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to wait, like, a few months and come back because, you know, I didn't quite make it through the trials. Or, like, I was a little scared to go through the trials. You guys made it sound really rough. Like, that...
Was he the one who abandoned ship?
No, he didn't abandon ship.
No. Oh, okay.
No, the abandoned ship person is gone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Didn't we kill them?
Didn't Nixtern kill
him? I don't remember.
Yeah, we, like, shot the
I think you did kill them.
Well, I don't think we did.
I don't
you
think
were talking
did.
About it. I don't think it happened.
I think you tried to, and I think we stopped
did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, you know that...
Oh, but we did, like, say, hey, everyone who doesn't want to do the trials.
I feel bad saying this, but, like, Adriel scares me.
That's fair. She scares us all.
She did, like, Nixtern, I thought it was kind of, like, an empty threat.
Nope.
Okay, that scares me too now.
Sorry.
But she just, like, backed him up and made it seem like we really were going to die if we joined here. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to keep being a farmer, but I'll change my pace.
They tend to exaggerate a little bit, however Adriel is scary.
No. Okay, good to know. But yeah, I think we're liking it. Like, I've got a nice house, like, it's just right above the bakery, and...
Nice.
You know, it's getting used to being around all these new people. It's, man, there's not a lot of older people here. It's, like, a lot of just young people joined, huh?
Do you classify yourself as older?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay. I didn't
He's
know.
He's, like, 30 years older
no,
than
No,
you.
I know, but I didn't know if you were saying that, like, he felt alone because there weren't more older people there.
No. He's talking, like, elderly.
Okay.
He's like, for some reason, I just thought it was going to be a lot like a regular town, but you know what? Thinking about it, it doesn't really make sense that it would be like a regular town, because we all came here to join a guild.
Yeah. There are a couple of older people. I know I think this person, the tavern runner, tavern operator?
Yeah.
The innkeep.
Is older. Innkeep, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
How long have you been baking? A baker.
You know, I picked it up as a hobby.
Nice. Does your family like living here?
Oh, I didn't bring my family.
Do you have a family?
Well, I've got a mom and a dad.
Good to know.
She's a spy.
Bake this dude.
No, she's slowly trying to figure out how to flirt.
Yep. Oh my god.
Not a good flirt.
And he's gonna kind of stammer and he's gonna be like, how about your family? Did you bring him here?
Grab a baguette and stroke it.
Jonathan quit.
So there's no misses in your life, eh?
Oh my god.
Can do it.
I don't really have a family anymore. My parents are dead.
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
That was really heavy.
It was a while ago.
Please take another bakery.
Ooh, goody.
Oh my god. That's not great conversation for... Well, I shouldn't have asked. Oh, why would I even ask that?
It's been a very long time.
Oh,
I've adapted. I've gotten used to it.
Oh my god. I cannot apologize so much. Please. Oh, and he's just, like, so embarrassed.
Is he cute when he's flustered?
Roll.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I got a 14.
Yes.
Butter your bread, boy.
Oh god, please stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask, do with him?
Well, we always appreciate feedback and stuff, so if you ever have, like, any comments, or if you ever want to bring baked goods, we really like baked goods. You could always, you know,
Is it me?
Well, after being an insensitive ass, I think I need to bring something, so...
Bring that bakery suit?
No, no, it's okay. but we love some pastries. So if you ever feel like visiting...
Can we go in?
Yeah.
That area?
Yes? I don't know.
We don't have a guard or anything, right?
I don't think
we
ever
have, like, a guard to our area?
I kind of assumed it was, like, people could come and go as they pleased.
That's what I've been assuming. I'm just saying that he doesn't know that.
Oh. No, we don't even have guards. Like, I don't think that...
So he goes, you don't have guards?
Well, not around the, like, inner compound.
What are they doing up in the tower there?
Well, no. They're protecting the, like, entire thing, but I don't...
Oh.
We don't have them on the...
Oh, on the inside.
Interior.
Ah,
yeah,
I'm such
that's
an
what
idiot.
I meant.
So, I feel really bad about this, but I've got stuff baking right now.
Oh,
so.
Sorry. Yep, I'll leave. Bye. She, like, runs out the door.
It was nice meeting you!
Bye!
All right, now we can go to Adriel.
So I am leisurely strolling to the Sudsy Scales.
Nice.
While I am thinking about how we should plan, as the guild masters, a opening town festival.
Ooh!
Woo!
Yes.
Are you going to gather everybody?
After...
You go to the scales.
My Sudsy Scale time.
Okay.
I'm going to say we're going to narrate after that, because me and... We're bloody from the hunt, so we're going to go after. So
there's no one else in the Sudsy Scales, right? Well, actually, no. Caitlin is just in the middle of the bath, just staring up at the sun.
Is she now?
Yep.
Well.
Oh! Convert.
All right, what's Adriel doing?
Adriel will try to seduce Caitlin.
Oh, no!
Oh, God!
Good luck, dude. She is devout.
Adriel's slowly going to steal all of our, like, in times.
Start your seduction.
What do I roll?
Start your seduction.
I want to see how you're going to play this, because I had a hard time pretending to flirt with my fiance.
True.
Much like real life.
In case no one realized it, Melora is me. Just, like, old.
Well,
you gotta start off with, you
where is she? Can you tell me what she's doing?
Hey, baby.
Right. Kneeling in the water. It's probably, like, right underneath her chest, like, the water level.
Titty level.
At titty level.
Yeah.
And she's got her arms in the classic praying position.
Like a lemur!
And
somebody doesn't know. Somebody doesn't know that religion. It could be construed as many other different things.
I'm looking at you. Open for business.
I'm going to enter the bath.
How so?
Sexually.
So, normally, people enter the bath in the nude. Caitlin is not nude.
I'm nude.
You are nude. Okay.
I was gonna say, maybe you should striptease as you go in.
I have my wings offering some kind of concealment.
You're trying to be modest.
Allure.
Subtly sexy.
Well, she's not looking at me, so she doesn't know that I'm nude, right?
Right. She probably won't be able to see for the next few minutes, even if she looks away from the
sun. Okay, so I'm in the bath, and I'm going
to
say...
It occurs to me that this can never be as awkward as Justin and Griffin flirting, so...
Yeah.
I don't feel awkward.
That makes one of us.
I'm going to say, so, you're that gnome's lackey.
Yes, I am, demon.
Oh my god.
Good luck.
She does not interrupt her praying.
How long have you been here?
No idea.
She just sits there and she's like, here as in the Sudsy Scales, here as in the guild,
here,
or here as in on this world.
Here,
you should know at least one of those.
Here as in the bathhouse, a.k.a. the center of debauchery of this town.
Hey,
wait, excuse me?
That is not the center of debauchery. It's the center of relaxation and pleasure.
Yeah, I'm relaxing. Bradley Uppercross III, Master Uppercross, sent me here because he believed I was too uptight and needed to unwind. And the best way to unwind is in prayer to the sun.
Well,
and this is one of the only buildings with an opening to the sun.
Oh, dear.
I think... I can help you unwind.
Oh God,
I'm a throb.
And then.
Do you also believe in the sun god?
I don't disbelieve in any god.
That's a good answer.
I roll.
What do I roll?
Exactly. I think it would be performance.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It's under charisma.
Oh god.
Because you were performing.
Was I? Or is that my true self?
I mean, you were making, you were like intentionally like trying to be modest, like with your wings, and you're trying to be seductive. That's performance.
Okay, is it a 20?
Yep, plus your performance modifier.
8.
So she looks down, she like briefly like kind of like, she breaks from prayer briefly and like looks over her shoulder and notices that you are nude and just immediately looks back up at the sun and is like, I understand why you say debauchery now.
Caitlin,
I will have to talk with Master Uppercrust about this later.
Caitlin, this is a public bathhouse.
Oh, gosh.
Why do you think your master sent you to a public bathhouse?
Because it was very open to the sun. I am relaxing. I was relaxed. Oh, God, you're supposed to be naked in these things?
You've never bathed before?
I've never been naked.
What?
She's no longer praying.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know, a few weeks ago, I saw your beloved master running through what is now this beautiful town, completely nude.
This must be some sort of tier of worship that I am not capable of yet.
Maybe, perhaps, he sent you here to further your enlightenment.
Roll.
Ooh.
What is this, persuasion? Yeah.
Those are persuasive words.
Yeah. So you performed it first to get her attention. Now you're trying to persuade.
Oh, no. 14!
So she turns around and she's like, she's not looking at you directly, like she's like looking over your shoulder. And she's like, do you think this was a trial that he sent me on? He did say I performed very badly when I was trying to convert some followers.
I don't know. Maybe he wished you to enter into the minds of your followers so you could further persuade them onto the path of the sun.
Do the dodo
frequent
this place?
This is a very popular
the dodo
establishment.
The dodo squad. That's who I tried to preach to.
Oh.
We can certainly ask Mama-san.
She won't disclose that information.
If, well, you know, you're not in this room to say that.
Oh, I know.
We can ask them.
I speak for Mama-san.
But I don't believe she's here right now.
Mama-san's gotta be there.
Or yeah, you could...
She's not there on the fire.
Cease.
Yeah.
You could cease your enlightenment and go ask Master yourself. Although, if he's already disappointed in you...
Roll deception. I know they're all in the same category. You don't have a bonus.
Oh, no. I have plus 8 on this one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Deceive that bride.
Fuck. 13.
I really don't want to disappoint Mr. Uppercrust.
Oh, my God.
I can see you care about him very much.
So in this place, the workers will... they're supposed to help me unwind, right? If I'm understanding this right?
Oh, oh dear.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think when I first came in, I wasn't paying all too much attention, but maybe they were undressing someone else at that point. I should have taken that as a sign.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. Well...
I can help you.
Say no.
Do you work here too?
Yeah. No, but I've done my fair share of undressing in my lifetime.
Oh, gosh.
Let it happen.
I think I would rather have one of the professionals do it.
Oh, no.
So she stands up and she's like, thank you so much, Master Adriel. Oh, God, they're busy. Oh, no. Is there a line? Have you waited in a line before?
Dear, I am a master of this establishment. I don't wait in lines.
Oh, so we can cut to the front of the line.
I can cut to the front of the line. I could probably bring a guest.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. So you deceive her into a room.
I don't want to deceive, though. That sounds kind of rapey.
I mean...
This is seduction.
So we just see you lead her to the
front of the line through a hallway.
I'm dying.
And that's what we see.
Can I just roll for like a yay or nay?
Whether it happens.
God. Yeah. Oh God. No.
I roll though, just a regular.
Just a 20. Right.
You put in a lot of work. I'll give you advantage.
Oh,
I was gonna say that's a good roll.
I got a fat 6 and a 14.
Oh, she crit failed.
I successfully
she started working
there.
Devoted follower.
Oh my God.
Who should find her absolutely disgusting.
Don't worry. It'll be our secret. And it'll be our secret. And you'll never know.
Jesus. Now I want a do-over.
So I was giving her minuses on the rolls ever since Adriel brought up how badly she disappointed you. So if you weren't so critical with her, she may have succeeded on at least one of those.
But that was also like really good role playing on your part.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yep.
Oh God. Oh God.
Who's up next while someone cuts to the front of a line?
Oh God.
I mean, no, Bradley was, what were you doing? You were converting those guys, mm-hmm. and you went to go back to pray?
Spent a bunch of money.
Yeah, you spent a bunch of money after doing the converting thing.
And then I was just doing cartwheels through the town because I have
acrobatic because you get flippy boots
now.
Yep.
So I was just like cartwheeling around town.
Yeah. Me and you were helping my son learn how to be a man.
And then I came back and checked on my
painfully.
Yeah.
And you flirted painfully.
Just like in real life.
Yes. It's your turn again.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what could happen while you cartwheel.
I don't know.
We could all get together and
trips
plan
and breaks
that.
His neck.
Oh, yeah. We could just all get together to plan now.
Yeah. That's
a unless you really want something to happen while cartwheeling.
No, not really.
Okay.
So then me, you, and Junie.
I'm acrobatic.
Go get clean at the sudsy scales. And that's where we bump into you seducing.
And, no, you walk in, and Caitlin is walking out, and you notice that, like, she's carrying one of, like, she's a cleric.
She's holding a bra.
Pretty much. Like, she's carrying some piece of armor that you've never seen her even wearing, so it's like an
it's her
chastity
belt.
Yeah. So it's some underclothes that she just didn't want to put back in.
Oh,
she was too embarrassed and left.
Nice.
Oh,
high five.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You were high five.
And Adriel probably just stands in the doorway in like a towel hand or nothing.
Smoking a cigarette.
No, I will not consume the devil's nicotine.
I don't know, you have no problems seducing a holy person.
That's different.
True. Should we all meet
is it
up?
Though?
Yeah, we're all going to the bathhouse.
Okay.
Well, me and you are.
Do you want to meet? So you guys got clean.
Oh no, you went to the tavern.
Do you guys want to meet somewhere other than the bathhouse?
We could meet at the meeting hall.
You go to the stage.
Or
I'm pretty sure Malara will have an aneurysm if she has to be all around all of you naked.
Yeah.
But we could go to Tree Tower.
Yeah, you guys still have that. It's right in the middle.
It's our house.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Start planning.
I'll supply alcohol.
I think we should have
and
a festival.
Food.
Oh yes. I send Juniper away to go to the bathhouse to clean up and be a man.
Yeah, it's just you guys in Tree Tower.
Yes, I love the idea of a festival. We need to get more alcohol, because we're gonna run out.
I'll work with my kitchen staff to work on, like, food and alcohol.
Ooh, I have I met this really nice person in town that's a baker. Maybe you could get some extra, like, maybe it might be worth it to get some outside help. I had a couple of his pastries. They were, I'm assuming, they were really good.
You should call him up.
Even if they were bad, Malara was probably too attractive to him.
And she, like, blushes.
And I'm just like, bitch, write him a letter. So that's what I'll do. What are you going to do?
I will facilitate you some of our squads to give tours of the inner, what are we calling it? Square?
I think it's called the officers, like the officers' lawn or the officers' quad.
Okay, because
they're not as scared of us.
Yeah.
Because basically there's like the inner area, and that's where U5 and Bodhi and Xenia and Ebrin and Isaac, all of them live there. And then the outside ring are all like the novices who are training to become officers.
Okay.
Officer, it's the officers what? The square again?
I was just saying like officer squad. Squad.
Where is this? I mean like... part of the town.
It's the very middle where Tree Tower is.
Oh, okay, yeah. We could have food and stuff like set up in like the dining meeting hall and like tables, and then people can mingle outside and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That might be
dancing. Yeah.
I'll provide.
If you look at the map, the welcoming hall, which I'm assuming is what you were talking about, Malara, is like huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in my section, like at the very at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I called it a dining hall / meeting house.
Yep.
You don't have labels for anything on your map,
no.
So I don't know what anything is.
Pyrotechnic clockwork devices.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to make fireworks.
Too, like carnival or festival games.
Ooh. I set up a little archery range.
You could do two.
And whoever hits like very small bullseye wins a ticket to the upper crush room.
Yeah, but I want to make
the
upper crush room.
I'm going to facilitate games as well then. Okay. Wait, you're both facilitating games?
No, I will. Thomas wants to.
I'll decorate.
Who is that? It's Bradley.
Bradley.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I'll decorate and like I can use like my magic to like put lights up and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna set up a stage.
Yeah, the stage.
With a pole.
Yeah, you guys have a stage.
With a pole.
You can have a stage.
No, not that.
We just don't have people, but I sent out a pigeon earlier, so I'll like hear back. But that's not for like a while.
There's a pole. And I'm gonna dance. Can I borrow your shoes? The acrobat shoes?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
They change sizes because they're magic.
Sure. As long as I get them back.
Yes. I'm gonna use them.
Undamaged.
And then a pole dance.
Okay.
Oh dear.
For the festival.
I'm so uncomfortable.
You never seen a man strip before, Kylie?
I mean
me or my character?
Both. I mean, her character has seen a lot of nudity today that she does not want to see.
Yes.
That's true. You're right.
What else are you guys doing?
Planning a festival is hard.
What about, like, transportation?
Are we going to have is there going to be floats?
Do we need transportation?
No floats.
Are you sure? Because, like, we could do it so that, like, everyone, are there, like, districts in our
town?
How
are we going to have floats without, like, motorized vehicles? There's no motorized vehicles.
Obviously, they can pull their float.
Horse-drawn wagons.
Yeah, there's horses.
We need performers. We need, like, people to look at.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like,
dancers, but we need, like...
Could we put out, like, a call to the,
townspeople for, like, maybe...
Like, no, like, the main town, like, where the guild hall and stuff. Yeah. Like, to be, like... We're planning a celebration. Any performers or whatever, you know, that are interested.
I was thinking
circus,
but like I was thinking like our own townspeople would like do their own talents, and then we would be
That could be cool. But I also feel like it might be more fun for them to like relax and enjoy it.
That's
talent
true.
Show.
Yeah.
Show. Well, you also have like three tiers of.
I mean, we could
here.
Do like a talent show though as part of it.
Yeah.
So like you guys have like you all and the officers, and then there's
that's
all
what
the
I was
novices,
thinking.
And then there's all the members, which are just the villagers that live on the outside.
That's what I was thinking. Is like
so
the
you
tiers
guys have like a pretty well defined community structure.
Yeah, like the tiers of our people are like you know the communities each would build a float, and like everyone could compete. So it doesn't matter if you're an officer or like the lowest ranking, anybody can be like I'm the best at this. You know? Our yearly parade.
Your baker guy could, like, submit.
A giant baguette.
My knee is, like, dying. My knee doesn't like me.
Town bake-off.
Yeah. British bake-off.
Pie-eating contest.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Cannoli slurping contest.
Can I be the judge of the
bake-off? The Great Traverse Bake-Off.
We could all be judges, and they all have to, like, appease
and
us.
I'm going to, like, pay you all to make sure he wins.
You know what? What's the baker's name?
Ellis.
I'm gonna seduce that guy.
Nope!
Yes.
Okay, so.
My seduction was awkward.
We have
my seduction is gonna be seducing.
We have a talent show and a bake-off. Fireworks, some games, music and dancing, and then like decorations. What else do we wanna include? Do we wanna do a parade or.
Wow, I hate you guys. I love floats. Floats are the freaking coolest. The Macy's Day Parade is my favorite. It's the only thing I like about it.
And do we also like, I guess the real question is, do we want to try and get the townspeople to do all of these, like, to be the band and stuff?
I think the townspeople, well, I don't think they should be the band, but I think that they should participate because everyone, I want people to feel like they're in a community.
Yeah, we could also do, like,
which are, like, the games, maybe.
Like participate in, like, the talent show and the bake-off and stuff, but have, like, music and whatnot provided by a third party.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
So that people, like, get to... In, like, enjoy and have fun and stuff.
Yeah.
Do we want to do, like... I'm trying to think of, like, interesting things that people do at, like, state fairs.
Corn shucking?
Nope.
Of a horse pull.
Oh, yeah, tractor pulls. Yeah, those are super fun.
Don't have tractors.
Horse. Well, I mean, we could do like horse a carriage pull. Pull, yeah, or like pallet.
I know they do like archery things where they like do their best to like.
Yeah, I already said that.
That was the first one that Nick Stern said.
Yeah, I said like, we'll do like throwing. We'll do like an archery thing, and then whoever can hit the bullseye like the best will get a ticket to the upper
jousting.
Crest room. Yeah, the upper crest room.
Exclusive VIP cost 5 so, like, guild coins to go into.
Oh god.
Do I get a share of that?
So a couple of like physical feet competitions, archery.
I just I'm thinking of the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. We should invite the famous Jacques the Whipper from Austin.
Jacques the Whipper.
I'm putting him on the list.
That's like Jacques.
How do you spell Jacques?
J-A-Q-U-E-S.
I was thinking J-A-C-Q-U-E-S.
I think you can do it either way. How are you?
I'll do him anyway.
Oh my god.
So are you guys gonna like run this like this night?
I don't know.
No, I feel like we're gonna build up to it. We're planning.
Do you guys like actually want to like have this event, or like do we want to just kind of like talk about how it went before today?
I feel like we should just talk about how it went.
Okay.
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Finish your
one. Alright, so you guys done planning? You got everything?
I think so.
Okay, so you guys host this event. Do you Ooh. Advertise it to anybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just
did,
oh,
our,
yeah.
did our pigeons come
we
back?
Like,
or
plaster shit all over Halstead.
Huh?
We plaster shit all over Halstead and, like, the surrounding towns and stuff.
The little villages and stuff.
They, like,
yeah.
come to our party!
Okay, so
grand
the
opening of town.
So all of the people, all of like the squads and like the novice officers and everybody like immediately come back in. It's like nighttime, like the stars are out and everything. All your magical lights are up, and the squads are the like immediately in. And Xenia, Nyla, Ebrin, Isaac, all of them like helped you guys like set everything up. And the squads, as soon as you open up, they rush in. And they already start having a good time. They're doing all the cool like tournaments and everything. And then you kind of notice that like. The villagers are, like, kind of peering their way in, and they're, like, kind of filtering in. They're like, oh, like, are we, like, 100% part of this? And then, like, some... Let's find out. This one villager. They are... Their name is Lamegali Rahuviel.
Lamegali?
Yep.
If we ever have children.
Lamegali.
Lamegali Rahuviel. And he runs in and... whips out his Dick? He's got like a he's like a like a what the one man band like
oh,
he just
like
a
drum
he just like,
and, like
pulls
everything.
Down on
oh,
something
God,
and he's
no.
like yeah and he's just like one man banding like everywhere and he's just got you know all of his drums he's got a harmonica in his mouth and he's got this like bagpipe on his arm and he's just like ding 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 and he's like this is great I can't believe you did this he's like I wasn't expecting to get any attention and he's just thanks, everybody! And he's just playing in the middle, and all the other villagers are like, well, he did the most embarrassing thing.
I start breakdancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right in front of him.
And they're like, oh, oh, yes. Oh, the guildmaster is, like, digging this! So then all the villagers come in, and it's a really good time. And a little bit later in the night, the Onyx Rose Guild shows up, and the what the heck were their name? The Tiefling Village that you guys saved.
Uh-huh.
They show up.
My family.
Yeah. So they show up.
Koralu.
Yeah, the Koralu village. Koralu village shows up and everyone's just having a grand old time.
Woohoo! Who wins the bake off?
Can
huh?
I
Who wins the bake off?
Can I convince any of the Koralu people to join the Sudsy Skiffs?
They're not scaly though.
They're kinda they got wings.
It's
mine.
I guess.
Yeah. None of them are allowed in the upper crust room.
Ella Stefan wins the bake-off, especially if you're judging.
Yeah.
When he gives me his piece of bread, I eat it seductively. Do I impress him? Let's find out.
She's gonna kill you.
Oops. I rolled a 14.
What's your charisma?
-1.
-1, isn't it?
My intimidation, though.
No.
Damn it, it's -1. So I rolled a 13.
Nope.
I like, will seduce
glad
him,
you Charlie. Enjoyed the bread!
Let's go. I spit it out into my hand.
This is like such a wholesome ending. Like, everyone's having a great time.
Hey, don't jinx it.
Yeah,
let's not ruin it yet.
John was like,
look at John's smile. It's about to go down.
Right. Earlier he was like, I have something at the end.
Oh, yeah,
he
has
something
at the end.
At the end.
Do we do like a talent show and stuff? Do we participate in the talent show?
Nah.
You can participate if you're nice.
Bradley asked for his boots back.
Oh, yeah.
I do some, like, magic tricks and shit.
I do the thing where I can, like, use my feet to shoot an arrow.
Ooh. Totally.
I sleep with 7 of my maids simultaneously.
No.
Or the Sudsy Scales people. Right on stage.
And everyone runs away.
There's a second stage behind the first stage that you have to sign a waiver to go behind.
Yeah. That's my family.
And it's just Nick Cern just going 2 downs.
Orgy on stage.
Yep. It's not really even on stage. It's like everyone just kind of like, the people who go back there, some of them kind of just join
they
in.
They can join in, yeah.
Ew.
So it's like, you know, we're really bonding over here.
It's unsanitary.
Yep. So Nick Cern has 20 children.
The first
Laura
better not
painfully
come to our freaking parade.
Ellis some more.
Because if they come to our parade, it's
poorly.
Over.
Poorly.
It's over.
His name's Ellis.
Yeah.
Ellis is my new boyfriend.
Nope. Malara tries to flirt with him some more.
So does Nick's turn.
Poorly.
Roll.
I assume. Oh, roll. It's a 10.
It's going just about as good as it was before.
Sounds about right.
Can I roll?
Like,
no, you already
said
roll.
For anything. That's like what you would say.
Mentions the dead parents.
Yeah,
yeah. Are you guys, do you guys all, like, the party's still going. You've probably talked with, oh god, why do I always forget her name? Kasima from the Onyx Rose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is my wife there?
Oh,
what?
Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Purple Sucksuck was her name.
How many games in a row can we get that into the audio?
She's not there. When
no.
will I see her again?
Never.
Hopefully never.
She's dead.
I mean, you said if the first paradigm shows up, it's over.
Well,
yeah.
She's first paradigm.
But she's different because she's the love of my life.
Do you send her a person?
Probably she
way?
Heard about the Sudsy Scales and is, like, offended deeply.
No, she's not. She is an open person.
Did you send her a personal invite?
Did I? Could I use one of your pigeons to...
No.
No. Then no,
you
I
used so many pigeons already.
Yeah.
They've definitely all come back at this point.
Okay,
did
so what did our thing say?
No. All the pigeons for the the Sudsy Scales.
Yeah. Did I get, like, cool responses? Do we have, like, more...
There weren't responses. They were just dropping off flyers.
Yeah, but, like, do we get, like, more...
Not right
employees?
Now.
Okay, later.
Yeah.
All right. Continue DMing.
Okay. So, do you all, like, group up, like, at some point? I'm assuming you all group up at some point.
Yeah,
just be like, man, we killed it.
We did good.
What a great town thing. Good job, guys. I'm glad we did this.
You guys do, like, a kind of like a huddle again, not like a formal huddle, but you're, like, leaning on each other. Probably most of you were drinking at some point, I'm assuming.
Laura drinking up for
I know one person.
I mean, not Laura, Anya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did everyone
Anya
else?
Had one glass of ale and passed out.
Okay. So you're all doing that, and one of the village folks comes up to you, and he's a halfling. He's a little short guy. And he's also pretty inebriated, and he leans on Anya because she's the most drunk, and he's a little tipsy too. So he's like, this person's having a great time, and he's like, man, you guys are so great. This whole party was so great. It's just such a great, like, you know, we're starting the tournament tomorrow, and this is just such a great way to get everybody's spirits up
tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
This wasn't for, that's why you're holding the party, like, just getting everybody ready, just psyched out for
the
the big festival, right?
I thought that was,
Yeah!
Honestly, I thought Aaron did it.
No, we learned about it, we didn't do it yet.
Oh, right.
That's the guild tournament, right?
Yeah!
Yeah, that was the plan.
Hell yeah, I fucking love tournaments!
So good. I'm so happy. Hopefully some of these people will get two ways, and you're gonna need a lot of us for... You know, getting you guys to the finals. But, you know, I'm sure we can do it. Like, it's fine. Everyone's going to be really happy that they're just participating.
You didn't warn us. It's not fair.
What?
It's not fair.
I said there was a lot of stuff to do around the place. You never went to go look for, like, quests at the guild outpost.
Yeah, we're just fucking around.
Yeah. You never went back to find the old man.
Whatever.
That's true.
I did ask, though, if we could find him.
Yep, Lewis asked multiple times if you should go back and find the old man.
And you never told us.
The old man.
Yeah, I wasn't, he was asking you guys.
Yeah, everyone's just ignoring me.
I assumed he was asking
you.
You.
I don't remember asking that, yeah.
I'm sorry, I assumed you were asking Jonathan.
No, he's asking everybody. Everybody hates me.
Alright,
nobody likes
bulls. We're gonna be the hungover drunk mess.
Except for me.
Or are you all super sober now that you realize that you spent your whole day not preparing for the guild festival?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, who cares about
that?
That,
like,
all
paranoia,
we need to do is fight,
sober
right?
sobriety that
coffee.
Washes over you.
Cafe.
All right, we're gonna cut everybody off from drinking and be like, "All right, guys, let's get ready for tomorrow." Woo, this
Sorry,
is
what?
Last call.
The townspeople.
All of our recruits.
And the pigeon comes back from Salerstead, and they say that they may have something related to the book that you were asking about. If you want to send somebody to collect it.
Okay.
After Sherman.
Yeah, after Sherman. Halstead? Wasn't that the town?
Salerstead.
Okay.
Salerstead is where the Great Ebonwell Fortress is, and that's where the Ebonwell Fortress is, the fortress of knowledge. They store knowledge there.
Gotcha. All right. So after the tournament, we'll send people. Do people die in the tournament?
Hope so.
And you hear, so you guys are kind of like talking about that, and you hear, "Yeah, I mean, that's why I tried to train you in the boxing ring."
We did not know.
Great party you're throwing.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
That's the old man.
Yeah.
Yep.
What up? It's me, old man.
Did he ever tell us his name?
Nope. And then he like disappears into the crowd.
Oh, damn it.
Man.
Can I grab him?
No.
I run into the crowd. Time.
Okay.
Old man!
Come back!
Does he appear?
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Whoopsies! I guess we're unprepared. It's fine.
That's fine.
We're unprepared for everything else, though.
And, yeah, it's time.